B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. Tyrone Johnson take you until 6 p.m. here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tom Alvord producing. Jen Scorto,
hey!
After an extended absence.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
From COVID illness. I saw you over the weekend. It was good to see you amongst the living once again.
Thank goodness.
Long weekend for everybody. I hope everybody had a good July the 4th under the circumstances, and we'll get into that. But we'll start with the word of the day. But before I get to that, I just want to make it clear that this is a place for people to escape and for people to have a diversion from all of life's heaviness. And I promise that I will provide that for you today, because that is the job. I'm a little flustered. I'll be honest, a little flustered as I sit there. We'll get into why. A little flustered, but I'm going to do that because that is the job and that is what I'm supposed to do. But I will say, we have to do better. The collective we. You know what I'm talking about. And we, all of us, have to do better. Now, moving on. Word of the day. The word of the day is summer. Summer, because the summer, now you're in the 4th of July, we got into it, and in the sports world, things are not that bad. In fact, with summer and with these nice warm days, and it didn't rain as much as they initially thought it was supposed to rain today. I know a lot of people headed back from the shore today, 610-632-0975, but summer. And we got, obviously, two teams that have been really active. We have the draft coming up for the NHL as well. Let's start with the Phillies. The Phillies without Harper, big series this weekend. Now, it was peculiar that they were off yesterday, I will admit. And they had to wear those terrible hats on Sunday instead of Monday. And those hats are grotesque.
Awful.
But they did just win 3 out of 4 against the Cardinals. And they are now just one game. This is without Harper, obviously. Only one game out of the wild card. That's big. They're just one game out. And they're about to play a bad team in the Nats now. There's pitching issues. There's injuries to both Suarez and Eflin. But they are in a spot where we expected them to be. After the bad start, they're now in a position for us to enjoy our summer, have a good, productive summer with the baseball talk and with the baseball watching. And I have to give credit to one, Rhys Hoskins. We gave credit in the month of June. We know how huge Schwarber was, but we probably weren't paying attention. Then the second half of that month, Rhys really started to hit the ball. And we know how hot he can get. JT's starting to play better. This team's a good baseball team. And I just have to be honest. After what happens with the Braves, it's a little bit discouraging. You're discouraged when you go into that series. To win that series and then have people go to the fireworks, that was awesome over the weekend. So 610-632-0975. I am impressed with this Phillies team. They are not all about Bryce Harper. All they have to do is just stay close. And you can't say if a team's one game out of the wild card that they haven't stayed close. If they're one game out of the wild card when Bryce Harper returns, this team's going to the postseason. That's a good thing. That's a good feeling. We should have, at least with the Phillies, a good summer. All right, the Sixers. Man, Michael Rubin threw a party. Now, it seemed like everyone was invited to that party, everybody important. And since I was at the Jersey Shore, you know, it helps humble me because I wasn't invited to that party. It's good to be humbled, though. I realized, like, you know, where my status is in life. And it was, not great. But there was an important thing. And I'm not talking about the conspiracy theories. And we'll talk about the Sixers more with Paul Hudrick at 3 o'clock from Liberty Ballers. But you had Embiid, you had P.J. Tucker, you had Max, you had a lot of the players together. They're on stage with Meek Mill, they're having a good time. And you see the friendship between P.J. Tucker and James Harden. And we know that Embiid also was fond of P.J. Tucker, at least on the floor. And that friendship can grow over time. So I want to ask people, as we're going over this offseason, and the Kevin Durant stuff, he hasn't been moved. Which means if he hasn't been traded, he still can be traded. And if he can be traded, he can still be traded here, just so we're clear. But with the team as is, one thing you never saw with the Australian was many group activities. Then you had COVID. And now what you saw was all these guys, like people, oh, I wonder how Harden, or how the negotiations with Harden going. Well, he said he was in the Hamptons. The Sixers people went to the Hamptons to meet with him, and he's with all his teammates. I would imagine that's a good sign for the negotiations, and that contract should be done soon. But all those guys hanging together, first of all, in the city, we jump all over it. We love that kind of stuff. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't. But it's good to see it because the chemistry, all right? I like to see them spending time in the summer together. And they're not going to all, they don't have to all be best friends. Trust me, they do not need to be to win. Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan. Let's remember, Michael Jordan didn't even dress with Scottie Pippen. He had his own office in the locker room. It didn't matter. But to have good chemistry, to have that team building stuff, and yes, many of the team building things aren't just what you do on the court, it's what you do off. Do you think these summer activities, and then in a second we'll get into the summer league, these summer activities for the Sixers will make a big difference? I absolutely think they'll make a big difference. I absolutely do. It's good to see those guys having fun together, showing their personalities, being around each other. Harden did the right thing, bailed on that Nets mess, gets here, but he got here as a stranger. I mean, he was aware of Embiid, but they weren't best friends. He was aware of Maxey, kind of. Them spending this time together in the summer and at the white party, with somehow Drake's there, Meek Mill's there, like all there, I'm like, fine. But then I started seeing some like kind of fringy media people there. I'm like, hold on. Hold on now. This person is the C-Squad announcer on such and such. How they could they crash the party? Like, I'm just saying, like, I got white out. I got white clothes.
Same.
I got white clothes.
Wait, we're skipped? No invitations for us?
Yeah, some questions about the invite list is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying, Michael Rubin. Like,
or who's doing security.
Right. Like, what's up with that? Like either or the list was messed up or something was going on. But the point is, I think it's good that they were together. I think that the city ate it up. Now, if you want to run with the conspiracy theories today with Donovan Mitchell and all these things that I don't think can happen, I'm here for it today. And we're getting past the holiday. It was a tough day, the 4th. The other days were swell. You know why the 4th was rough. If you want to run with those things, absolutely, 610-632-0975. We have so much more to get to. But first, Tom, let's talk about both.
Okay.
The Phillies, only one game out. How are you feeling about them? And the Sixers spending this time together away from the court, even if it's just one day, they're turning up. And I mean, it wasn't video. What I mean is everyone has a phone. That's how we saw it. But it was a private thing that they were doing, and we ended up seeing these guys organically having a good time. Do you think this kind of stuff can translate if they spend more time together in the summer?
Yeah, so I'll start with the Phillies. Great series win over the St. Louis Cardinals. Now just a game out of the playoffs. That was a huge series win. Even the game they lost, they go down 5-0 in the first inning.
Fight back.
You would think you would lose that game 8-1, 9-0, whatever. Just a bad game. We'll get them tomorrow. No, they fight back, and Sir Anthony gives up a home run and blow. But they fought back, and that's all I can ask for. The Phillies are now 5-3 since Harper has gone down with his thumb injury, if you count the game he goes down in, which I do because that can take a toll to your, you know, yep, how the team plays that day. 5-3, and that's what it's all about. Just treading water until Harper and Segura get back. Specifically Harper, but Segura coming back will have a huge impact as well. Treading water, that's what they're doing right now. You are correct. If they are one game out when Harper comes back, they are a playoff team. I think that is a fact. I think that's proven. Sixers, I don't see any negative to it. I don't think it's going to make a big difference, quite like you're saying, because when it comes down to it, what matters next season is how James Harden plays. What matters how P.J. Tucker plays, if Tyrese Maxey can take that next step. All that matters a little bit more, but I don't see any negative about these guys hanging out and building a team chemistry, in the offseason.
Well, here's why I think it matters in the summertime. Look at crazy Kyrie. Do you think his teammates were on the same page as him?
He's not doing much team chemistry building is what you're saying.
That's the point.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that by being around one another, as long as you don't, one, if you know the guy's crazy, at least then you know, let's keep that guy at a distance. Let's stay away from that guy. He's insane. Let's keep it away. The other part, though, if you like the guy, what I think is it makes you spend more time together in the season and you're better able to ride the ups and downs with people you like. When you don't like somebody, And we've all worked with people we don't like in our lives, whether it's now, in the past, whenever it is, we've all at some point worked with somebody we didn't like. When they mess up, you're madder at that person than the person that you like.
Definitely. But,
because if you like them, you go, well, they're a human. You stop looking at that person as a human, they become your enemy. And that's where I think it becomes big, because there were growing pains in the playoffs especially. And it's not like they fractured, but this can make them come closer together, and now Harden will have some friends. And the other thing we're going to talk about today, because a lot of people were down the shore, I know for a fact there are millions headed out of the shore right now. Millions. Shore etiquette. Jen, you're a shore veteran.
Yeah.
You've been doing the shore for a long time.
Yep.
We're going to lay out, because I have to be honest, real fast, Jen. I was actually in a really good mood until the fourth happened. I found out that my sister and her husband are having a baby.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm excited for them. It was really going great. She came up from Georgia. It was fantastic up until the fourth was the fourth. But people seem to not know how to act at the shore, and that's because they're not shore veterans. So quickly, let's go to the shore veteran, Jed Scorda.
Tom might be the shore veteran.
Well, you grew up down there, but yeah. I mean,
going to the shore veteran.
Going to the shore veteran.
Gotcha.
You've been going to the shore for a long time.
Shooby veteran, if you will.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go, Tom. Thanks.
If you would just give, we're going to go over all of the etiquettes for the shore, and these are things we can use for the rest of the summer and in future summers, word of the day summer. Would you just give one? Now, we're going to give a bunch today before 6 o'clock. One just shore etiquette thing that maybe everyone doesn't follow. Maybe most do, but not everyone, that you just want to remind people of that they need to follow.
I'm a big thing with music on the beach. I love music on the beach. I think it's great. I usually don't take my own, so I rely on the people sitting around me for their music. Mm-hmm. But what I hate is when it's either overly loud for other people and then it gets into a battle, mm-hmm. or there's bad words in it and there are children running around. It drives me insane when it's, you know, just cuss word after cuss word after cuss word in a song. You got to turn it up so loud and these, you know, 3-4-year-old kids are running around.
You're not in your living room. This is a public place with children. Yes.
That just drives me absolutely insane.
All right, so number one. One, for summer etiquette, shore etiquette, is with your music, not too loud and not too many curse words. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's very fair. 610-632-0975. Word of the day is summer. We're talking about the Phillies. We're talking about the Sixers. We're talking about shore etiquette. And last thing before I go to break. If you have a job, I'm not talking about anybody specifically, by the way. Don't think I'm talking to anybody directly. But if you have a job that you're not going to quit, don't tell everybody publicly that you don't want to do that job, because then those around you won't want to do their jobs. So I'm not talking about anybody specifically. I would never do that. But I'm saying that some jobs are harder than others. But since it's not slavery, you signed up for that job. And if you sign up for a job, you do the job, and you complain to your family members. You complain to your friends, but you don't complain after a shooting and up to a microphone that might, when people might need some leadership. But I'm not talking about anybody specifically, I promise. 610-632-0975. We'll be back here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
NBC Sports Philadelphia, Tyrone Johnson here with you until 6. 610-632-0975. Word of the day is summer. What kind of summer are we going to have in sports, and what kind of summer will we have outside of sports and other things? 2 o'clock hour brought to you by Ferguson HVAC Line Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors. For equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job, visit one of Ferguson's kind of locations in Bensalem, King of Prussia, Pensauk, or Westchester today. And now it's time to start the Twitter poll. Powered by Paul B. Moyer & Sons in Doylestown, PA. It's mower time before you crack open a cold one and manicure your lawn. Schedule more maintenance at poweredbymoyer.com. What is the Twitter poll today?
Today, PJ Tucker, James Harden, Joel Embiid, and Tyrese Maxey were seen partying together this weekend. Will them building a team chemistry this early in the summer have an impact next season on the court? You can answer yes, big impact, or yes, a little impact, or no, means nothing at all whatsoever. Right now, a yes, little impact is winning at 44%.
All right. I can go with that.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm good with that. Another thing I want to get into with the summer. Now, I've made it clear, I thought, now it was all Friday, but I made it clear that 4th of July weekend was one of the times to not eat hot dogs if you're an adult. If it's a kid, have whatever you want. Have the hot dogs there for children, but take it easy. Well, I should have put another caveat in, okay, to this, because I saw this floating all over social media. It's been a thing, and I ended up hearing about it yesterday. So, because, you know, you're walking by and people start talking, you start to notice things. We'll get back to the sports in just 1 second. So, in this particular case, the guy was usually the guy who grilled, and the woman in the relationship usually did the indoor cooking. Well, she decided, and she fought for the right to grill this year and make ribs. Well, because she's not experienced in this particular case, or these cases, she wasn't used to the patience, the low and slow method of cooking the ribs. She had only, apparently in the past, she had only like looked at YouTube and books and stuff about doing the ribs, and she had this great recipe and this rub that she just knew was going to like blow everybody away at the barbecue. Well, she started early because, well, you know, before the guests come, because of the whole low and slow, and she fell asleep. And the ribs got very burnt.
That's okay. A shame.
You can't fall asleep. Come on now.
She said, the sleep came upon me. In the social media post, another person said, well, I thought I could do it. Well, see, she had told her husband that she could do it. Not that she thought she could do
it.
So he thought that maybe, like, she had practiced or really had thought it all the way through. Apparently, this other person didn't fall asleep, but she started talking to her friends that were over for the party and forgot about the ribs, and the same result. So this doesn't really have to do with the gender of the person cooking it, but don't try new stuff on the Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day. Don't try anything new. If you don't cook that all the time, you don't try a new experiment during the big holiday. Now, this upcoming weekend, you want to experiment and try ribs for the first time? Knock yourself out. You don't try something for the first time during the high holy barbecue days. What are we doing here?
No, you're completely right. It's not time for experimenting. You got to make sure you have everything down pat, especially if you're having people over.
That's what I was just
going to
say.
Like,
yeah.
Say if it's you and your partner, whatever, that's fine. You mess up. All
even
right.
Even well, then.
Sure. But it matters a lot more. There's a lot more consequences if you have 15, 20 people coming over the pool to the backyard. Now, you can't be experimenting on big holidays.
What are we doing?
And ribs are not an easy thing to do. They take, you know, some experience and tender love and care and a lot of time.
That's on the partner as well. If you know that your partner is trying to grill for the first time, even if they say that, oh, like, I got this down pat, you haven't seen it.
Apparently, she has done, like, you know, the hamburgers and hot dogs. You see, that doesn't require the skill. To really like
just smoke
that's
sometimes.
What I'm saying. That's not the same as smoking ribs. I'm telling you, she held up on the photo online. She held up them ribs.
Oh no!
They look like they were about as black as night, and just as charred.
Not too appetizing. Didn't look
terrible. You know how they're supposed to have, you know, some pull, but it should, like, if you pull it, it should be like limp to some degree.
Yes.
Nope. It was like TV pizza that's always goes straight across. Like it was like just.
Dang, like, that's a shame.
No fold whatsoever.
Apart. And ribs are not inexpensive these days.
Exactly.
A rack of ribs is expensive, and you're, ooh.
I thought I could do it.
Man.
And then you're making, how long were you talking to your friends? The person I heard on the beach, I'm sitting there. I thought I could do it. So I'm sitting there going, thought I could do it. You get distracted too easy. Well, how long was she talking to her friends at this party? To where she ruined a whole rack of ribs.
Because that's like 6 hours.
Yeah, it's not like one single hot dog's on it. If you forget for 10 minutes, it's burnt. No.
I'm thinking
you got a little time.
That she probably started early, maybe 4 hours ahead or whatever. Then got into a couple hour conversation.
Maybe, yeah.
Or maybe it was like 30 minutes before you take it off or wrap them. And instead, she just kept on going. Like, because they were almost done. That's what I'm talking about, though. 610-632-0975. We do not need these kind of mistakes in the summer during the high barbecue holy days. No hot dogs That should have been a given for adults. And rule number two, no experimenting during those days. Everyone has their wheelhouse. No matter who it is, your wheelhouse might be bringing ice. That's all right.
And that is okay. It's always needed.
Right. Just bring ice. It's not going to go to waste. You might be good at picking soda and chips. You might be good at introducing people to beer. Do not do anything outside of your comfort zone on those particular days. Because if you do, you can ruin the whole situation.
It's so true, because I've tried to smoke ribs twice in my life. I think it was two times. And it is extremely difficult, and it does take a long time and a lot of patience. And I didn't do it on a high holy holiday. But I was trying to get to that point where I could.
Right.
And I, you know, after the second. Yeah, after the second attempt, I was like, you know what? Maybe the smoking thing is just not in my future.
It's just
they weren't terrible, but they weren't great.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you're bad on the grill or anything like
right,
that. It's
just
something that's hard to
yes,
do.
Yes, it is very difficult. Yeah.
Only thing I'm saying is don't try it. Oh, it's 4th of July. We're about to have a big thing. Let me experiment with something that I don't know tastes good.
Now you're ordering pizza on 4th of July for 30
people. That's what I'm saying. You ruined it. Now, I would imagine that at least at that point, though, I will say this. I have to even put a thing on my own rule. If you had intended to eat ribs, as you should, and the ribs get ruined, well, at that point, you can have a hot dog so you don't starve as an adult.
So only if there's no other options whatsoever, you can have a hot dog.
So okay. Just in case
I disagree.
You're about to starve, that's it.
Yeah. Like, it was weird. I'm walking on a boardwalk, and I see a grown man eating a hot dog, and I was tempted to knock it out of his hand. Accidentally.
Ty.
I did it.
Probably
I did
tasted
it.
Delicious.
I didn't
but you
do
thought
it.
About it.
Of course I did.
Oh.
Hey, oh, I'm sorry. And then I would have said, I'm so sorry. Hey, let me buy you some good barbecue. And I would have bought a barbecue that wasn't
nice.
A hot dog.
That's a fair trade-off, actually.
He wins.
That's much better. Yeah, he
everyone learns.
Wins.
All right, rule number two for sure etiquette. And you savages that do this, the punishment should be much harsher than you imagine it should be. Why are you feeding the seagulls? And why are you feeding them around other people? Like, I guess it's always wrong. You know they're seagulls. You know what they're supposed to be out there getting? Little fish, plankton. You see that whole ocean that they don't pay attention to? That's where they're supposed to eat. We have made it to where they're so lazy, they barely fly. They walk around looking. You're talking about a bird that we have somehow trained to not fly. Not a penguin or a turkey. Like on that episode of WKRP in Cincinnati, many people of only a certain age will be aware of, where he thought they could fly and he drops them out of the helicopter. And obviously that was very bad. But I'm talking about this bird can fly for miles. That bird could fly from here to Japan and back, no problem. And they choose to not fly because they're on the ground looking for food. That's bad enough. But this is what you guys now do. There'll be someone adjacent to you minding their own business. They might be laid out getting some sun, all right? Maybe their eyes are covered. They're sleeping. You start feeding them right by them. They don't control their bladders, so you're putting them at risk there. They're making all that. And now they get into a frenzy, trying to eat your dumb French fries or whatever you decided to. Why are you guys out there feeding seagulls? And I think at this point, forget a ticket. I think no matter the age, because you got to control your kids, 30 days in jail, there has to be a hard punishment.
Right, because it is illegal, I believe, in the state of New Jersey to feed them.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, it's a law.
And I get that they don't enforce it. I get it. But at this,
and sometimes it just happens, like where, you know, a kid might leave half a hot dog sitting on there or, you know, drop a chip accidentally.
Although, on the beach, you got to kind of watch the kid a little closer.
Yes, I agree.
Tell you now, if it's a restaurant or something, I'm talking about at the beach, hey, watch them, because you could disrupt other people now, and they could drown, so maybe watch your kid a little bit. Just sharks, you never know. I'm just saying, undertow, just watch the kids. But what is with the people that feel the need to feed the seagulls right next to other people, disrupting everybody's good time?
Well, and that's the thing. Once you feed the seagulls, they're not leaving your sight at all. They're going back to you. So you could leave the beach in 20 minutes. Those people that were all around you, now they got to deal with the seagulls for the next 2 hours until they leave, too.
And they're not small birds. They can get very large. Yes. And when they start squawking and fighting over the food and they're right there, it is a little scary, at least for me.
Can't be doing that.
You can't be doing it. And it has to stop. Now, somebody out there is probably thinking, oh, Tyrone, you're overreacting. No, I'm underreacting to it. I am actually being calm about this. Because I really feel like some of those special police that are patrolling, really, you should be almost allowed to citizens arrest people as long as you have a video of it. If you have video evidence of them doing this, you should be able to citizens arrest them. And they should have to at least stay off the beach for 1 year. And they should have to go to jail for 30 days.
I thought you were going one day off the beach or 1 week. No, 1 year.
How else are you going to learn?
That's
Would you learn from one day off the beach? Think about it. If it happened on the 4th, you were going home the next day anyway. You didn't learn anything. But if you couldn't go back to the beach until the 5th of next year, now you might learn.
They got your face on every street of every beach.
Right.
And all of them.
Listen.
On the sand.
I'm saying I'll volunteer. Okay? I will put aside my free time just to enforce that rule.
Thank you, Tyrone.
Print out the flyers and stuff. You'll do it.
It's very courteous of you.
Wanted posters.
That's good.
Like, you should not be allowed. You're ruining other people's good times. Go, oh, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? I saw a person on Saturday who I was sleeping so peacefully that I thought I was going to have to come in and check on her because she hadn't moved. I thought she might have passed away. They were just out.
That's a great nap.
That's a great nap. Like, it was for like, and it was for like a couple hours.
It's a nice beach nap.
I was like,
perfect.
There was no, like, you couldn't see her breathing. She's laid out. My wife and I are like, are we sure she's like alive?
She's alive.
Well, that part's concerning if you're not seeing any breaths.
It was
the lungs
nothing.
Aren't killing
like,
up.
It was
yeah.
just like laid. Two. Eventually she got up. I was like, I guess she had a hell of a beach day. I was like, I thought, you know what? She's probably like a nurse that works the night shift. Went right
Maybe
and just
so.
Passed out.
Yeah.
But right behind her and like over to the left, people started feeding the seagulls a whole piece of pizza.
Which is a waste of money, by the way. Pizza
I was
is
just
not
gonna say.
Inexpensive.
It was a whole piece
and
of
boardwalk pizza.
Pizza
is delicious. Just
it is.
Eat it yourself.
My guess is they bought too much. So,
no.
So you take it back with you.
What do you mean no? They couldn't have bought too much?
No, you don't buy too much boardwalk pizza. You just eat it.
What I'm saying is if two people buy a large and they have one slice left, which means they between the two of them, they ate seven slices.
That is a lot, I guess.
It's pretty solid. Yeah.
Just take the one slice with you. But they didn't want to have to carry the box.
I never buy a whole pizza on the boardwalk usually.
Well,
even if I want two slices, I just get two slices.
You know,
I rarely ever get the whole
I would
pizza.
Rather them offer it to people around them than to give it to the seagulls. Now, if people don't take it, that's fine. Not everybody wants to take food from
right.
strangers, but you've been sitting next to them the whole time. You saw them eat it. Like, so I don't have any issue with that.
They don't want to have to carry the box back.
Yeah.
Being
okay.
lazy.
Yeah.
So Now, I don't, wasting food is bad. So they decide to almost like chirp to bring the birds over.
No.
And
you can't do that.
Already annoying.
They
yeah.
didn't, and they didn't feed the whole pizza right where they were sitting. They went near where other people were sitting.
They yeah,
went
they
where,
can't
where
do that.
Other people Mm-mm. were sitting, lets it loose. Now each bird tries to pick up the whole pizza, but it's too heavy.
Right. They can't. They can't fly with it.
So here's the problem, though. It gets near the nap lady. Because now they're carrying it over, drop. Then the frenzy comes again. Someone else grabs the whole thing. Because they can't just team up and say, hey guys.
Let's cut it
let's
up.
Let's just
and,
eat this up together.
Right.
They easily could.
Rationally.
They would kill each other for that,
right.
that slice of pizza.
One, I thought had a little blood. Like, they were kind of fighting. So then I'm like, oh, no. If they disrupt this lady's nap, I'm going to have a stern talking to that guy.
Oh.
Now, she did sleep through it. But then they birds make a hard right because they're trying to avoid one another. Then a hard left drops it again right between four different people. Now, they're all disrupted. One of the kids scared because they're swooping down.
Right.
All because one moron decided to feed a whole piece of pizza to the seagull.
Well, and now what is that person doing? Seeing everything that's now
laughing.
Happening.
Nuh-uh. Laughing.
You just ruined multiple people's beach
yeah.
day.
Laughing.
No, it's not funny.
It's not funny.
Can't do that.
And, that's annoying.
And this is where we got to have better beach etiquette. We got to have shore etiquette. Now, I don't know how people conduct themselves in, like, Rio de Janeiro. I've never been. Maybe they feed the birds down there. I don't know. I don't know how people conduct themselves. Even in, like, in the panhandle, not the panhandle, or the Texas. They're down there.
So
maybe they do that. But at the Jersey Shore, No more.
Exactly. I grew up going to the Outer Banks,
mm-hmm.
but the beaches there are, they don't look anything like the Jersey Shore beaches. It's usually you rent a house with another family and you have your own like private beach. It's not a private beach, but it's just not as populated as the Jersey Shore. So we would feed the seagulls all the time down there, but there was literally nobody else around us.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think that's okay.
Well,
but don't do it on a crowded beach on a holiday weekend.
You're starting
weekend
a bad habit,
Shore.
What you're doing, but yeah. If there's no one around.
Yeah, I don't
there's
know how.
Literally nobody there. Except
for now, they're, next time they see people.
Right, I'm saying they're supposed to be out in the ocean.
Oh, I see
getting,
what you're saying.
Right,
yes, I get that.
They're supposed to eat. They're not supposed to eat our food.
I see.
So we're setting a bad tone.
Okay.
So two things so far, people. 610-632-0975. Here are the things so far. Number one, with your music. Now, we shouldn't have to do this. We're in an area that you can get to a beach in an hour, normally. Or it could take you 3 hours to get back. Either one. But normally, so we should be veterans at this. This should not be necessary. You see, this shouldn't be necessary. But it is. So since it is, and I noticed it firsthand that it was disgusting, maybe we can start tightening it up. The music, not too loud, but you can have it on to where you can hear. Also, I find notch one annoying.
Notch what?
What is
notch
it?
Notch one.
What do you mean?
You can't have it to the minimum.
Oh, no, too
oh,
low.
No, that's the absolutely.
Just play
not.
It on your phone at that point.
Right. Like, what? Yeah. Why have a speaker to right. have it on notch
spend
one?
$100 right. to have it on notch one.
Yeah, no. Yeah, like, what are you doing
minimum.
Here? Yeah. Right, with the notch one, okay? No. Out of 100, number one. But not too loud.
Not
and then
loud.
Watch the language.
Yeah.
Now, they have clean versions of songs.
Yes.
And they also have songs where you can kind of know how to ride the level if you know the song. If it's not too many, like people love to play Sublime on the beach.
Yes, that is true. Why
so
is that?
I don't know. People like to
it's
play
a great beach,
right.
beach artist.
So if Santeria comes on and you're worried about the kids, when he says punk, you can ride that. You know it's coming. How many times have you heard Santeria?
Right.
You've done that forwards and backwards. So in a song like that, you can adjust. You can adjust. But otherwise, just, you know, there is one exception, though.
What?
Dreams and Nightmares you can play.
Okay.
Kids have all heard the real versions of that because of the Super
true,
Bowl.
Right.
That, to me, that's the only song where that has a lot of curse words that you can play full volume.
Then you can go back to Beach Boys right after that.
Right after that.
Transition's
right.
fine. Yeah.
Dreams and Nightmares are allowed because I saw recently like a 7-year-old. Y'all thought I was finished. I'm like, wait a minute. This kid, how does... He's 7 years old. He was 4 when they won the Super Bowl. The kids know that song here. Like, and this was a little Caucasian kid. Knew every word, including all the bad words. I was like, well, I stand corrected on that. But other than Dreams and Nightmares, follow Jen's rule. And now, Ken and Wildwood, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ken?
Yes, sir.
What's up, Ken? How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself, sir?
I'm doing all right. What do you have for us today, Ken?
Well, I used to be a fudgy-wudgy guy on the beach in Wildwood.
Oh, I respect that.
And I can understand where Tyrone's coming from with the seagulls. But for the longest time, or I shouldn't say for the longest time, for a while there, they were running out different things from like owls, falcons, and birds of prey to fly along, and they were getting rid of the seagulls, they would keep them off of the beach. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm fine with the seagulls being on the beach. What I'm saying is that if we don't feed them, they'll go actually try to get the food they're supposed to get. And as far as birds picking them off and other birds like that, that's part of the deal. Like, hey, the humans are the only ones with hospitals, all right? We set up vets for, like, the dogs and the cats. Without us, that's just how it goes. So if a bird's going to die at the hands of another bird, well, that's the circle of life. Not worried about that. But I think they should be out at the ocean trying to actually get the food they were born and bred to eat for thousands of years until we interfered.
Well, I understand it, and that is absolutely accurate. But what they would do is they would feed the birds prior to them going out there. So this way, just their presence alone would keep the seagulls at bay, keep them off of the beach, and keep them inland.
Well, you know, I don't know if that's a terrible idea, actually. If it's as long as it then doesn't cause a bunch of owls sitting there hooting at me, looking at me, ready to steal.
No.
Yeah, like no. All of a sudden I traded a seagull for a falcon, and now a falcon's coming down, fuming to take the food because there's nothing you can do about a falcon. They're huge.
They're tougher to shoo away. Falcons.
Yeah. Like as long as feeding those birds controls the seagulls and doesn't then cause them to love to get a taste for people, then I'm great with that. Something to control it.
Yeah, they're trained to do exactly what they're supposed to do.
Oh.
They're trained
until
to get
that first bite of Manco pizza, then everything's
maybe
down.
Maybe.
Well, that training's down
but
the
they
tube.
Are trained. Yeah, they did it in Ocean City, I'm certain of, with the
Falcons. Yeah, it was Ocean City, yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it worked well or not.
I think it did work pretty well, actually. It was a couple years ago. I don't know if they still do it, but I remember when they implemented it.
Yeah. Now, before we get to Mike and Kenny, 610-632-0975, I try to be transparent. Here's the thing about today. With the people coming back from the shore and all of the happenings in real life, right? Sports, it can go either way sometimes. Sometimes the games can be the distraction, and then sometimes the conversation can be the distraction, either way. I have to be honest. I am all in on sports, but I'm kind of enjoying not having to just talk about it because there are times where talking about sports seems frivolous when other things are happening. Is that, does that make me weird in some way?
No, that makes sense.
I feel like that's fine. A little break, a little vacation from the sports. Yeah,
it's not. But I don't want the vacation from the sports. I want a vacation from the other stuff so that I can care more about the sports. And it just seems like it's. But here's the difference. I'm still going to show up to work and try. Like somebody, 610-632-0975. Mike and Kenny will be first. 3-minute break here, and we'll be back on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson. Here we'll do it until 6. 610-632-0975. Word of day is summer. Summer. Now, I would love to talk about the Sixers and their new chemistry that they're at that white party, having a ball, everybody but Tobias just about. It was also good to see Maxey outside the gym. And it's good that he works hard, but you got to take time to relax. You got to have some fun in life. So that was good. Great to see the Phillies still in the mix. Odd that they didn't play 4th of July. That was weird. For the first time outside of some special circumstances, like a lockout or something, since like 1919 or something.
1916. Corey Simon said, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. Right, like it was kind
of
weird.
In the birthplace of America.
Right.
In America's
on the 4th of July. Right, America's pastime.
That was horrible.
Yeah, and I saw how packed it was. It was sold out. For the third. Now, here's the problem, though. It was partially sold out, not because of the team. They sell out because of the fireworks.
That's all right. Still sell out.
Yeah, that is okay.
But here's the thing that was weird for me. I'm giving to the folks in 1 second. This always made me nuts when I was growing up. Because I have to be honest, and I'm weird. I'm admitting that I'm weird. I always had more nostalgia for the Spectrum than the Vet for some reason. And I don't know why. I just wasn't attached to the Vet the way other people were. I was really attached to the Spectrum the way that other people were. I'm admitting that I'm weird because most people love the Vet. But the Phillies would be bad. Well, most of my childhood, they were bad. Like, it went from the moment I was born, they stunk. 93 happened, and they stunk again until 07. Like, they stunk like home off for a good chunk of my, you know, formative years. They were terrible. But they would be averaging 20,000. Being generous. Team stakes at this point. And even if they're selling them, people aren't showing up. But for the fireworks at the Vet, 70,000 would show up. Why?
People love fireworks.
Yeah.
I like fireworks, too. But fireworks in this area are not hard to come by.
That's true.
That is absolutely true.
Like, I do like fireworks. Like, I saw fireworks twice this weekend. Yeah. I like fireworks. I just can't imagine thinking, man, I don't know where I'm going to get these fireworks from. In this area, you can see 17 different fireworks, 25 fireworks. If you want to drive like an hour, like in a circle, you can see a lot of fireworks in this area.
Oh, yeah.
Yet, people would sell out the Vet, not for the team. They lose 12-1. And not a single person would leave early because
they're down 8-0 in the first inning. All right, 3 more hours to go.
They don't even do their thing. The kids are sitting there. Kids, sometimes the baseball can be slow for little kids. They want to leap. Not as the fireworks are coming. Not a kid cries. Not a single complaint. These kids will nod off and be mad the parent didn't wake them back up for the fireworks. It's just amazing. Baseball plus fireworks. They should have them more often. They get more sellouts.
Absolutely they should.
They would get more sellouts.
Except they're not hard to come by.
Yeah, but they're not cheap. They're making up the money
yeah. with the sellout crowds.
That's true.
Everybody's there.
Yeah, there you go.
It's always amazing to me. Yes, the Phillies in last place, 37 games out of first. No wild card then. But 99,000 arrived for fireworks.
It's a sellout.
I was like, what? It's always the oddest thing in the world to me. Only because they're not hard to come by.
Yeah.
That's all. Like, if fireworks were, like, the only place to see it is Penn's Landing and the Phillies. Okay, fine. Every town has fireworks just about. Towns do fundraisers all year to make sure they have fireworks.
It's in my neighborhood. I don't live in a huge neighborhood, but there is a clearing, and it's about a block and a half from my house. And there, over the last 2 or 3 years now, somebody has gone over to that clearing, and I just sat on my back deck last night and watched them all right over the trees. Didn't have to go anywhere. It was great.
It's incredible to me. That's part of the reason why word of the day is summer. It's just things I'm noticing in my life that don't make sense. But Mike in Mullica Hill is going to educate us here. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic on beach etiquette.
Tyrone, how you doing there, my friend?
How are you?
I'm doing great. So here's my story. I came up from Ocean City, my house down there. I came home to Mullica Hill today, and I did my lawn. I came in and turned on your show today, and I'm sitting here for the first 5 minutes laughing. I'm listening to your story about beach etiquette. So here's my pet peeve.
Mm-hmm.
People that come down and sit right next to you on the beach and put their chairs right on top.
Correct. Yes, Mike.
Okay.
Yes.
I go down to the beach early in the morning, get as close to the water as I can. Mm-hmm. I put my little camp up, put my umbrella, put my chairs up so my family can sit comfortable.
Gotcha.
People will come down to the beach at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and feel the right to sit right on top of you.
It's a big beach, Mike.
It drives me insane.
It's a big beach. We can go.
Exactly.
We can go forward, back, left, or right. It's a big beach. You don't have to go right next to a person. You're so right, Mike. When I go to the beach, I usually try to arrive at high noon or so. So I'm not early, but I'm not late. But I realize there's going to be people there. I try not to line up directly to the person, like vertically or horizontally. I'm trying to find a sweet spot in which I'm not close to anybody, left, right, forwards, or backwards, in a sweet spot in which I can see the ocean some, but I'm not too close to anybody. I'm just going to sit there for a long time and lounge. Why do people feel the need to treat it like it's a sidewalk when it's wide as all of outside, literally?
Tyrone, I was there at 7 o'clock in the morning talking to the guy raking the beach. I enjoy getting down early in the morning. I set up my camp. So anyway, last week, I actually had a woman come down and sit right next to me, and then she came down at 2 o'clock and then says to me, "Can you lower your radio?" And I said to her, "No."
And she said,
"Well, it's really loud." I said, "Well, if you weren't sitting underneath my umbrella," and she says, "What?" I said, "Yeah. Underneath my umbrella."
that's a heck of a job by you, Mike.
That's a great one.
Seagulls. All right, don't feed them. The music volume. Now, that's the thing. You don't know if a person's music loud if you're sitting with them.
Right.
If you take a couple steps away and it's still loud, why are you so close? It's so strange.
Yeah.
And then I have some more that I'm going to do after we talk to Paul Hudrick and stuff, because one was so egregious that, let me tell you, it really did a lot for me to be here today. That's how bad. I feel like I had real trauma.
Uh-oh.
Kenny's,
well, I can't wait to hear
proud
that.
Of you.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys, too. You know, you got to suck it up and actually do your job. Kenny in South Philly, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
All right. Well, here's the deal. Give me a couple minutes. I lived in Brigantine,
mm-hmm.
New Jersey, for 22 years and raised 2 children there. So
good man.
used to take them to the beach quite naturally, with their playpen and everything. But, you know, as we call them shoobies, and not necessarily not liking them, but as far as them coming down and feeding the seagulls, we used to have a posse. I used to call them up, and people used to come down and say, hey, don't do that. You got to be joking. You know, my kids are here, and you want to feed the seagulls? And ridiculous. As far as this loud music, I've been a musician for 50 years. I love music. But, hey, be respectful. Consider other people. You know, nowadays, you got the headphones. You got everything that you need for that. Mm-hmm. So, I still go down there. I don't live there anymore, but I still go down there, and it's just ridiculous what people do, you know, as far as what you're talking about, feeding the seagulls, loud music, et cetera, et cetera. It's just ridiculous. But back in the day, you know, I was born in South Philly, so, you know, you don't do that stuff.
Well,
and then you bring it down there, and we don't stand for it.
Yeah,
and,
see,
we got away with it.
Right, I know what you're talking about, but what we try not to do is we try to avoid confrontation here, Kenny. We're trying to, if you don't do these things, it avoids confrontation, okay? I'm not trying to be a beach enforcer except about the seagull thing. If I'm asked, if I'm called upon, I'll do it. If called upon, I'll do my duty as a public servant. But if called upon, I will step up and do it. 610-632-0975. On the other side, we'll have Nick, but we'll also talk to Paul Hudrick from Liberty Ballers about the Sixers. The hard things got to get wrapped up, and then the rumors are still out there. There are players out there in the ether claiming that they're going to be on the Sixers who aren't on the Sixers. It's some weird stuff going on. We'll talk to Paul about that and then talk more about beach etiquette and other summer things this day after the 4th of July here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson here with you until 6. We'll talk to Paul Hudrick in just a little while. 3 o'clock hour brought to you by Corpley's Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays. Every bit as good. And word of the day is summer. Now, into the Phillies and how well they're playing without Bryce Harper and how they're only one game out. And every day that goes by in which they're in the hunt, that's a good day, because once he's back, this team has a legitimate shot as long as they're close. That's a good thing, period. The Sixers all being together over the weekend partying. You would have thought there's somebody with a board with a bunch of push pins, and they're drawing lines, and they have connected all these things that are going to happen. They figured all of these things out. Like, I already know that's happening, because people decided, ooh, Donovan Mitchell's in the picture. Oh, did you see this player? Oh, but Tobias isn't there. So what does that mean? People jumped all over it over the weekend. Now, obviously, there were some things that tamped down some of the enthusiasm for life, but that's a whole separate thing from the sports part of it. The Sixers stuff, I think it's only positive. There is no negative to that particular thing. There's no negatives to the fact that those guys were all hanging out at the white party. The only negative is my overwhelming jealousy for not being at that party. Now, on from Liberty Ballers right now, he's on the Comcast Business Hotline. I'll find out if he was at the party over the weekend. Mr. Paul Hudrick, how are you today, Paul?
I'm doing great, Tyrone. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Were you at the white party over the weekend?
I was not. Listen, I don't think I have, like, wardrobe or the coolness or any of that to participate in that. So, I'll leave that to those guys.
I'm saying that it would have been nice to get the invite. I likely would not have been able to make it through the budget constraints, because I looked up how much it would have cost to, like, stay over in the Hamptons, because we're not going to stay at his house. Yeah, might have been outside the budget, but it would have been nice to be invited. But we'll start there, Paul, and then work backwards. I'm sure you're aware of all the crazy conspiracy theories and everything that came out of who was at the party, who wasn't at the party, and all that. But I think it's a good thing that Embiid and Harden and P.J. Tucker and Max and all those guys were having fun. I think that's a good thing. It can only help the Sixers. What's your reaction to that part of it before we get to the conspiracy theories?
I agree. I see no harm in look. It's the off season, right? It's the 4th of July. It's a holiday. I see no harm in a couple of guys having some fun. And on top of that, yeah, you mentioned, you know, PJ Tucker, who Joel Embiid wanted here. Like, it's a cause for celebration, right? James Harden clearly really wanted PJ Tucker here. And I think, too, it's really good to see Embiid and Harden kind of hang out in this setting, because for a few reasons. One, the way the season ended, not that I think people kind of read maybe too far into some of Joel Embiid's comments regarding James Harden, but to see those two where they are now in lockstep, I think that puts any of those, that kind of noise to bed. And I also think back, Ty, and like, do you ever, like, I know this is not like Embiid's thing, like he's not a partier, he doesn't drink, like that's not his deal, but you never saw him and Ben Simmons hang out like this, right? So, I mean, just to see already him and his superstar teammate already kind of have that bond. You had Tucker to the mix, you had Maxey to the mix. And to me, it's a good time to bond, and it's a good sign that they're kind of all, you know, in unison and ready to go forward as teammates.
Yes. Now let's shift over to the thing that was breaking the internet for about a day. People are sitting there making up every conspiracy theory. Oh, Donovan Mitchell was in this picture. Oh, did you see this player? Oh, this guy was there. You think they could get him? What's, is Harden going to take even less money to make that happen? Like, now, this may seem like a silly question, but I have to ask it. Therefore, we can put some of this to bed, or we can lean into some of this stuff. Do you think that there's any deals getting done behind the scene between guys at Michael Rubin's party?
For the Sixers, I would venture to say no. I don't think that Donovan Mitchell is actively trying to get to the Sixers, at least from what I've been told. From what I understand with the Sixers, I think that the big stuff is done. Not to say something couldn't come up or you know, things, because things obviously change all the time. It's fluid if there's an opportunity to participate in something, but it sure doesn't sound like any move they make will be big. I was told over the weekend, Kyrie Irving, there's nothing to that at all. They're not pursuing Kyrie Irving. Any move they make is likely to be for more rotation help. So, you know, not to say that they're done this offseason, but I also think they're pretty comfortable with what they have. And if they go into the season with what they have, plus some flexibility to still move some things, I think they're comfortable there. So I can't say, would Reggie Bullock be a really good fit for the Sixers? Absolutely. He would be an outstanding fit for the Sixers. But I personally do not see a path to that trade happening, and I'm not sure why Dallas would want to trade a pretty darn good rotation player that Luka Doncic seems to enjoy playing with.
Yeah, it's peculiar, and a lot of this is being fueled by him specifically for some reason.
Yes.
And
it's his fault, yes.
It's weird, right? Like, it's weird that he's out there. And we were going to get to it in a second anyway. I'm going to be a Philly boy next year and all this stuff. Like, what? Well, how? In what way? Are you just buying a house here? Are you doing other business here? Like, how do you, and are you allowed to do that? It just seems odd to me.
No, it was weird. And listen, we saw the party, Tyrone. I'm sure that he was probably feeling pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'm sure him and his boys are all feeling pretty good. And, you know, people post some silly stuff on social media. They just maybe don't have, you know, the 1,000 or so followers that a Reggie Bullock does, and they don't have a career that people care about as much as Reggie Bullock does. So I think that's where that comes from. I think he was just having a good time, and maybe things got a little carried away, and people were having some fun. But would he be a great fit on the Sixers? Absolutely. He'd be tremendous to play alongside Joel Embiid and James Harden. But, again, I don't see a path there as far as why the Dallas Mavericks would want anything on the Sixers that they would be willing to, you know, lose a Reggie Bullock for.
Right. Now, we're talking to Paul Hudrick from Liberty Ballers. Does a fantastic job. Now, Paul, before we get into the summer league briefly, the current roster, you mentioned there that most of the big things are done. The Harden deal is going to get done. He's not partying with all his teammates if they're not going to be his teammates. that's going to get done. This roster, to me, when you look at Miami, and separate from Joel Embiid's injury, and even some of Harden's play, they had more good players than the Sixers had. The Sixers did not have enough reliable, good basketball players. They're trying out Korkmaz again. Then they're doing this. Thibodeau's giving them nothing. They don't have enough. They did not have enough good players. I see right now they've added at least three guys that will play in a rotation this year that they just didn't have last year, without subtracting a guy who would have played. I'm saying that because Danny Green would be hurt likely for the whole season anyway, at least for the regular season. So am I reading that correctly? This team is much better just because they have rotation guys that they can rely on this year that they just didn't have last year after the Harden trade.
Absolutely. You have your stars, right? Like, you have Joel Embiid is here. James Harden is here. Tyrese Maxey, I think it's fair to say he is a rising star. So you have that trio already in place, and that's pretty darn good. So now it's about lengthening that roster. Like you said, Miami has, you know, they're throwing out 8, 9, 10 guys that they feel comfortable playing in a playoff situation. Same for the two teams you just saw in the finals with the Celtics and the Warriors. Like, two teams that just have a lot of guys they feel comfortable throwing out there. On a good night, the Sixers might have had 4 or 5, depending on who was available and who was playing well at that point throughout the postseason. So, yeah, I mean, now when you're talking about, you know, basically Tucker and Green, that's kind of a wash kind of to what you were talking about before. But then you add Melton and you add House, who, again, those two guys are much more reliable and better players than anyone they were bringing off the bench, you know, throughout the Miami series. You have Paul Reed, who's now a year older, who I really like as that backup center. I think he's going to solidify his role there. The team did not sign a veteran backup center, which leads me to believe they also like Paul Reed and happen to think that he's going to, you know, fill that role. And then maybe Charles Bassey also gets a look too. So I think when you have those players, like you kind of already mentioned, you're not counting on a Furkan Korkmaz. Now Korkmaz is like the 9th, 10th, 11th guy. Same with Thybulle, same with Shake Milton. It's not a competition for those guys to kind of get the scrap minutes that are left over. We didn't even mention, you know, George Niang is probably like the 9th or 10th guy, which, again, that's a more favorable role for him than being the 6th man, where I thought he just got a little bit over, you know, overstretched over the playoff run. So, yes, this team, the depth is better. This is a better team than it was for sure than the team that left the court that lost to the Miami Heat in Game 6.
Yes, and one other thing, actually, before we get to the Summer League, Paul, because I know we agree, you mentioned the center thing. People, for some reason, think that the reason that the Sixers were a bad rebounding team was because of the center. Now, Embiid averaged 11.7 for the season, and Drummond averaged 8.8 when he was here, obviously in limited minutes. So they combined for 20.5 rebounds a game on average. Was it the lack of rebounding because other positions didn't rebound well more than just center? Because people are obsessed, for whatever reason, with having another backup center because of, quote, rebounding. When, if I look at the math, the lack of rebounding wasn't because of the centers. It was the fact that they didn't have good enough rebounding amongst all the other positions.
That's a part of it. And I would say, too, like, Paul Reed's a pretty good rebounder. I don't know who hasn't watched Paul Reed play basketball, but not only a good defensive rebounder, he's also a very good offensive rebounder. He gets the team extra possessions. He did that pretty regularly during the playoffs. So that's kind of a misstep there. But I would say, too, Tyrone, on top of guys needing to be better as far as team rebounding and guys other than the center, the issue is, too, the Sixers a lot of nights weren't very good on the perimeter defensively. So what happens when your guy's getting beat off the dribble on the perimeter? Joel Embiid has to step up and has to play defense and has to guard, and he's pulled away from the paint and pulled away from the rim. So, and the same again, when Paul Reed's in the game, the same thing. So when that happens, the other guy's got to step up and the other guys have to rotate and rebound. So yeah, PJ Tucker being in that mix, who grabs every single loose ball imaginable, is going to be huge. And then also, I know D'Anthony Melton, for a wing player, if you look up his rebounding numbers, they're really, really good for a wing player. He's another guy that just gets rebounds. And I think, Tyrone, when you look at their offseason, the three guys they brought in, and even you could even throw JaVale McQueen in here, who's on a non-guaranteed deal, they all have high motors. They all play 100 miles an hour. They get after loose balls. They get after it on both ends of the floor. So I think that was a sore spot that they clearly saw and that they really tackled in free agency.
Paul, last thing. I'm looking at the Summer League roster. They start now. I'm interested in Reed, mainly because Doc Rivers is, I thankfully, going to be forced to pick between two young centers or play both behind Joel Embiid. I think that's a good thing. Isaiah Joe, who now is fighting kind of for his survival in a way in the league after last year really kind of, well, they tried to rely on him. It didn't quite work out. I'm looking at those guys mainly in the summer league to see if they can do something to gain the trust of Doc Rivers. Is there anything else you're looking for with the summer league as it begins tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I already mentioned JaVale McQueen. He's here on a non-guaranteed deal, so he'll get a good look during camp. You know, I can't pretend like I knew a ton about him before they signed him, but when you watch him, like, he was a G League MVP, again, plays the game. It's such a fast pace, going 100 miles an hour, great athlete, you know, hustles and plays hard on the defensive end of the floor. So I'm very interested to see how he looks in the summer league, and maybe he can, you know, maybe that leads it to a good camp, and then who knows what happens after that. Or if they make another move and free up a roster spot, maybe he's the guy who grabs that. As you mentioned, Isaiah Joe, maybe if Isaiah Joe doesn't give them what they need or what they like, maybe Queen could beat him out. You never know. He's kind of a dark horse, little bit of a long shot, but it's possible. And then, you know, I still am intrigued by Jaden Springer. I know he kind of was out of sight, out of mind all last year. He was a little banged up and then, you know, spent most of the season in the G League, but he's still 19 years old. He's a young guy, and a lot of people were very high on him coming into the draft last year. So I want to see more of him. I know even Doc Rivers, who, as you kind of mentioned already, we know his reputation with young players, but even he has said he believes Jaden Springer has a chance to be an elite defensive player already at 19 years old, already has an NBA body. So I'm interested to see his offense and how far he's come along. So, you know, there's you know me, Ty, I love this stuff. I'm a nerd. I'm going to watch it all. So I'm really intrigued to see a lot of these guys and see how they can maybe help the team this year and beyond.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And what you're talking about right now is competition versus last year. We already mentioned Doc's looking and saying, who can I trust? Maybe he actually ends up going, wow, I have three guys I like. Unfortunately, it's a numbers game of why guys aren't getting minutes, and not because, well, we know why guys weren't getting minutes last year. It could be very different this year. That could be exciting.
For sure. And, like, again, I already mentioned George Niang was their best reserve last year, and it's no disrespect to George Niang. He did a fine job, but he probably shouldn't be the sixth man on a playoff team and a team that's trying to contend for a title. So, yeah, giving Doc Rivers options and different guys he can go to. And it really, the starting five, you know, those, once you hit the playoffs, those guys are going to be playing 35 to 40 minutes, and then you just need to fill in a few gaps here and there. And I think they are already set up pretty well for that.
Well, thanks so much, Paul. It's going to be an exciting summer, and then hopefully a good fall, good winter. And by next summer, we have a parade. You never know. Thanks so much for the time, man.
You got it, Tyrone. Anytime, man.
All right. That was Paul Hudrick from Liberty Ballers on the Comcast Business Hotline. He's feeling good about the summer league. Now, it's going to be Philly Summer League back and forth for me. Little of this, little of that,
yep.
Little of this, little of that. It'll also depend on how many minutes. Sometimes they tell them, oh, these guys aren't coming back. If the main guys, Springer, Joe, and Reed are out the game, all right, more Phillies.
More Phillies, right.
Yeah. That's fair.
Because the other guys, yeah, like, I mean, I hope they do things, but they're not the main guys. These are the guys who, one, we've seen play a little bit, and the guys who actually have a real chance. And if Springer can play and have another guard, because they didn't have enough last year. And this also creates competition for Thibel. So if he comes in D'ing people up and making shots, fine. But if he doesn't, hey, let's go to one of these other guys who might be able to make a shot.
And that's another underrated part of bringing in pieces like that. And Paul mentioned it. Instead of, you know, guys like Niang and Furkan being given minutes, no, they have to earn and fight for minutes. And that's a huge part of adding guys like this. I really liked what he said there.
And if somebody turns an ankle, because you never root for injuries unless you're from Toronto, somebody turns an ankle, you have guys who at least you've seen play before in the backup role. What I mean is, like, if those guys go from being the backups to the backups to the backups, you know that in a limited space, they can make a couple shots.
You can trust them a little bit.
While last year, the backups to the backups, I mean, Isaiah Joe, who I like and should be a 40% three-point shooter, he shot under 29% on the road from three. That's no good.
You can't trust that.
That's what I'm saying. That's no good. So it's all going to be good there. Let's get back to the phones. Nick in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. How are you, Nick?
Hey, good, Tyrone. Thanks, man. How you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Excellent. I have a beach etiquette point.
Yes, or, I would love one.
A two for one, if you will. So sunscreen and the sand on the towel. So if someone's like shaking out a towel or you put on sunscreen, you're downwind, you know, you can get effects of both of those with the sunscreen blast and sand as well.
You know what? That's a very good one. This is what's weird. We're all sitting out there. We can feel the sea breeze. It's blowing of only but four directions. It's only possible to blow one way, only a couple of ways. So when you pick your towel up, all you have to do is get to a space where there aren't people, where the wind is blowing. People don't care at all. They just lift it up and just start throwing it on you darn near. And we know that there's sand at the beach, but we don't want it in our eyeballs. Like, you don't sanitize. It's like my aunt told me about Santa Claus, if you see
right, him. And the, so that, I mean, some people have like the spray sunscreen. that is what's like, you know, you get like a mist of that if you're sitting next to somebody downwind, you know what I mean? It's like the lotion's fine. Obviously, that doesn't affect
you. Well, the spray, people are spraying from too far away anyway. That mist should be right on top of you. What are you doing to where the air can take it? It needs to be going on your skin, lobster.
Right. I don't know, I had a point about the Phillies games. You said with the sellout crowds and fireworks.
Always for the fireworks, for decades.
I think people will pay like for the ambiance. Like you pay for like, you know, you would see a fireworks show. Like it's all about like the scenery and stuff. I think that people will pay extra for that. Or you know, especially at a Phillies game, like 2-for-1. You get to see the fireworks, you get to watch the game. I think it's why the sales go so high on that time.
That could be the case. But I like the ballpark for the baseball part. But I don't like those chairs for chilling. Like I don't like those chairs for chilling.
Yeah, they're not the most comfortable
chairs. I like them for the game. Like, I love Citizens Bank Park. Love it. Love everything they do down there. For baseball or a concert. But if I could just chill and watch fireworks in a nice comfortable chair, prefer that. So it doesn't tell the whole story. Dan and Lansdale, you're our 97.5 Fanatic.
Hey, Bryce Harper with this thumb. I think he's going to be back by the end of July.
No.
He's a baller. He's going to come back early, I really think.
Why? Why do you say that?
I
get you saying that he's a baller, and none of us would question his toughness. Do you think his thumb bones work different than other humans' thumb bones?
No, but I just think that he's going to find a way to come back early.
I think he could come back early, meaning the middle of August. But by the end of July, we're at the 5th. So you really think that in the next 3 weeks he could come back from the broken thumb that he just had surgery on?
All right, well, maybe that's optimistic. I mean, some people with surgeries nowadays come back earlier than people from the past.
Yes, that is absolutely true. The reason I'm saying this, and we want him back tomorrow if we could. What I'm saying is that after a surgery, he's going to have to be able to grip a bat and be able to swing and then figure out how comfortable he is holding the bat and all that kind of stuff. And if he's ever going to play the field, be able to grip a ball. There's a lot of things he has to work out before he'd be able to play that soon. But I do hope that he's back. I want him back.
Well, so he just evidently spoke with some reporters. I mean, literally like 10 minutes ago, he had three pins put in his left thumb
that
will not be removed for 4 weeks.
So, from the surgery.
Right. So you got
to
get
three more weeks just to get the pins out.
He's got 4 weeks.
He also said,
whenever he had the surgery to put them in.
This was last, so I'm saying he has three more weeks, so it would be like the 26th before he got the pins out.
Right.
And then there's still additional healing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like you're not proving to me that you're tough by coming back a month early. When, like, I know he wants to get back. We all want him back, but the doctors aren't going to let him get back a month early from a broken thumb. No. He also told Jim Salisbury that he will be back this season. No timetable for the return, though.
Yeah, that's good. Don't. What you do is you underpromise, you overdeliver. In that, when it comes to injuries, like you don't want to. Like if you want, I like the guys puff their chest out, like the team to beat. That was good. My bones heal faster than yours. Not the same kind of bravado that I need from a player. Dave, you'll be first on the other side. 610-632-0975. The word of the day is summer. Talking about the Phillies, talking about the Sixers. And now that it's allowed, because at first I didn't talk, people were wondering why the Brittany Griner thing, we're going to get to this later in the show, was because initially they said don't say anything about it because it could possibly put her safety in jeopardy, because apparently a lot of Russian and the bots and stuff, they collect tweets from America and they would possibly punish her for things that people said. We're going to have to make a tough decision soon as regarding her safety. And it's a no-brainer for some, and it will not be a no-brainer for other people. But she finally wrote a letter. She's trying to get free. She's being out there about it. And it stinks that you have to be 4th of July in a foreign country in prison. And, like, that's terrible. But the exchange for a person who had marijuana is going to be one that's going to make some people uncomfortable. So, but this is where we're at now. We have to decide if we're good with it. If we're good with it, great. If not, it's going to be a tough deal. 610-632-0975. We'll be back here. 610-632-0975. We'll be back here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson here with you until 6. 610-632-0975. Time to update our Twitter poll, and then another big FanFest announcement coming right after that. But the Twitter poll powered by Paul B. Moyer and Sons in Doylestown, PA. Jen, what are the current numbers?
Okay, PJ Tucker, James Harden, Joel Embiid, and Tyrese Maxey were seen partying together this weekend. Will them building a team chemistry this early in the summer have an impact next season on the court? Right now, 26% say no, it means nothing. 33% say yes, it has a little impact. And now winning at 40%, yes, it has a big impact.
Look at that.
Yeah.
See? See, these are reasonable, great fans. These are the best fans. Well, got a little more. Fan Fest, you know, is coming up October 1st, Jen. And give the people some more insight of what's going on with Fan Fest coming up.
Well, Fan Fest is brought to you by this year by FanDuel Sportsbook. So that's exciting. A presenting partner, FanDuel Sportsbook. And it's all happening Saturday, October 1st, 1 to 5 at Xfinity Live. You must be 21 in order to come hang out with us. And of course, stay tuned right here because we'll have updates on special guests and everything that's going to be going on throughout the whole day and the schedule and all that stuff as we get closer and closer to it. But all being presented this year by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yes, and that is very exciting. So I'm looking forward to that on October 1st. And word of the day is summer. Let's talk to Dave, and then we'll get into some other things here. Dave, in Center City, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, Club Tyrone.
How are you, Dave?
Bravo to Jenny. How about the litany of phone calls we got from male and female callers? Where's Jen? When's she coming back? I'm going to jump off the Brooklyn Bridge. Where is she?
There was a lot of that. People also were assuming that Jen was somehow fired for getting sick. So don't get sick again, Jen.
Well, I know. Yes.
People, poor Dylan last week. Dylan was getting harassed.
Oh, I got a lot of messages on social media as well. I tried to get back to everybody, but yeah, just a little sick. But thanks, Dave. I'm back.
Yeah, you're welcome. Club Tyrone, one of the most disheartening losses. The Stars losing that whole game.
No, it wasn't. Dave, I have to give you credit. You actually watched that all the way through and really invested. Now, I know there are some players from that league that are going to come and go right into camps later on this month, and get right to it. And that's fantastic. But, man, miss me with how heartening. You don't care about that team.
Club Tyrone, I had 30 guests at my place by 5 o'clock at night.
To watch the game?
Yeah,
30 people to watch the USFL?
Yeah. There were three staff from 97.5 there that were remain in anonymity. You mentioned Brittany Griner, and I'm going to say something. If the great Donald John Trump was still in office, she would have been home months ago.
Anyway, we don't know that. We don't know that. We don't know that. We don't know that. We don't know any of it. Anyway, here's what we will say before we get to Greg. 610-632-0975. Brittany Griner's been there for a long time. She's afraid. It's obviously upsetting that she's over there. It's sad. Russia has asked for a person. They want to make a trade. Now, again, what Brittany Griner was arrested for was having marijuana. Now, there's people over there. You break the laws of their land. There's people on social media who say that. All of them are stupid because if they were in a Russian prison, they'd be somewhere crying in a fetal position. And terrible things would be happening to them, and they would be putting up no resistance. Let's be honest, you fake tough guys out there that say crap like that. But anyway, in return, Russia wants people who have committed multiple murders. So, That's the actual question, unfortunately, because this is the reality we're now dealing with. They're not going to send in the Navy SEALs and break into a Russian prison. They're not going to do that. They're going to have to make a trade. Are you comfortable? And she wrote the article, and I do feel for it. And they said if LeBron James was in there, maybe LeBron James, if her coach said if LeBron James was there, he'd already be home. The only thing that would be different is if it was LeBron James, then maybe they do the trade quicker, but they'd also ask for more if it was LeBron James. They'd probably ask for a guy who, there are bad people from Russia who are in jail here, just like there's bad people from a lot of places, in jail a lot of places. Are you comfortable? This for her to be able to spend the rest of her summer here, but we have to give up a person who committed multiple murders. That's the actual question, unfortunately. If you're comfortable with it and that person goes back to Russia and whatever, fine. But that's the actual adult way to approach it. Not your fake tough guy stuff. Not any of that other mess. Political stuff. No, no, no. Russia wants a trade. The people on the list, all of them, did things far worse than anything marijuana related. These are killers. Are you okay releasing killers in order to get Brittany Griner home? That's the reality that we're in right now. That's the real thing. People, are you comfortable?
I am not comfortable with that now. Releasing multiple murderers back to Russia. No, I'm not comfortable with that now.
Jen, are you comfortable with that?
I need more details.
That's the whole thing. They have a list of people that we have, Russian citizens who have done crimes,
right,
we have in our prisons. They want to, in exchange for releasing her for a marijuana offense,
yes,
they want every person on their list has committed at least one murder.
Do they have to stay in Russia?
Well, that's what we tell them.
Right, they wouldn't be allowed. Are they going to be imprisoned?
That doesn't mean that they wouldn't come back.
Russia?
No.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very touchy. That's hard.
I understand people want to make it more complicated. No. Their list, bad people. Our list, a person who got arrested for a marijuana offense. That's the real truth. It's unfortunate. So when people want to talk about this and they say, free her, I'm all for it. We have to know what kind of appetite we have. And this is the tough part about having to be an adult, because I hate it. Trust me, no one hates it more than me. Like I hate it, having to be an adult. But that's what it would actually take.
Yeah.
That's the trade. And then they will release her, and the military would go, and blah, blah, blah. But the person getting out here would have done something far worse than a marijuana case. They're not taking a marijuana case for a marijuana case. They want a murderer out. That's the real truth. Do we have the political force to do it?
I would hope there would be some more negotiations possible to try. But when you're dealing with Putin. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sending multiple murderers back to Vladimir Putin is not something I'm interested in, personally.
And if that's the case, then she's going to have to stay longer. That's the part that's bad, because that's what they want. She's not going to get a fair trial. They're not going to treat her well. None of that's happening in Russia. None of that. They think they can get a scalp. Now, the longer you make them wait, the lower they may change it, but that doesn't help her.
No, it's
at
an extra
all.
Couple hundred days in a Russian prison?
Or another year.
Or, yeah, whatever it may be.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there is a way to reduce the cost, but none of them help Brittany Griner get home in a timely fashion. But that's what they want in return. And that's the part that I'm saying. I don't know if America as a whole, collectively, has the will. With LeBron James, there are absolutely more people who would be okay with releasing a murderer to get LeBron James back than Brittany Griner. Is that fair? No. Is that the reality? Absolutely. I hate it. Again, I hate being an adult. But that's the actual truth. They want to trade. They will release her if. And the if is, we have military prisons. We have murderers there. People that try, who have killed Americans and wanted to kill more. They want one of those guys out. That's the trade. And that's what sticks. And the world's not fair. Yes, because how much we care about sports. If Tom Brady was in a Russian prison, they would absolutely release. They absolutely would release a guy from military prison, get Tom Brady back. They would. Should they for Brittany Griner, as far as, like, should every person be equal? Yes. Is that the reality? No. And it's unfortunate. Greg in Bethlehem, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys.
How are you, Greg?
Good, good. I'd be interested to know whether our State Department did a thorough job ahead of time of warning these athletes what they were risking.
She has played, just so you know, Greg, she has played in Russia for years. So she's been over there. Her and many other players have been playing there for decades, not her specifically. WNBA players don't make big money. They make more money over there. So when it's their off season here, they've been playing in Russia for many, many years. She knew the rules. That we're way beyond that at this point, Greg. She knew what the deal was. It's just that it's just unfortunate that now she's being used as a pawn to release very, very bad people.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably go for the swap, although I wouldn't like it. But anyway, I was curious. I've seen quite a number of games lately. Extra inning games where the visiting team did not score in the 10th inning, and there's no outs, and the home team is hitting away as opposed to bunting the guy over to third and potentially suicide squeezing him in or just getting him into a position to score on a fly ball to the outfield. And I just don't understand that.
Well, one, teams don't like to give away an out because the way they're looking at it is that guy could hit. If you give up an out on the bunt and you get him to third, now there's two batters with a chance to score. You're starting on second, so you're already in scoring position. The way they look at it is if they don't bunt, they have three chances to get the guy in from second. If they, in your scenario, they have two chances. That's how they look at it.
Yeah, I mean, it's curious. It's a small sample size, but in the games that I've seen where that's been a potential option, they've ended up not scoring.
but you'd have to also see more where they tried your way and whether or not they scored each time. That's the part that's challenging. That's the part that's challenging. I'm not even saying you're wrong, but I've been said they don't like to give away outs. So the way they look at it is he's in scoring position anyway. I'm giving three guys a chance to get a hit versus two guys a chance to get a hit. That's the way they're looking at it.
It's more of the new era of baseball, the analytic-driven baseball. Yeah, that's kind of how the game is nowadays.
That's how they're looking at it. Now, me,
like it or not, that's how
me personally, I sometimes don't have faith in guys getting a fly ball. So you get the runner, or it's one out, runner's on third. Well, is the next guy going to get the deep fly ball necessary to get him in? Because that's the thinking, oh, well, you can get him in without getting a hit. You also can move a guy from second to third without bunting.
My mindset of it is it's 90 feet instead of 180 feet. Anything could happen, whether it's a D-fly ball, it could be a wild pitch, a pass ball, an error, something like that. That's how I look at it. Maybe it's an old school way of looking at it. I'd rather have one out guy on third than no outs guy on second.
Right.
To get one run in an extra inning scenario.
In the bottom half when they didn't score. That, in that scenario they laid out. But other guys say, nope, they want three chances at it. And that's where it's happening. Also, you have a lot of guys who the guy leading off might not be comfortable bunting. Like, do you want Bryce Harper bunting if he leads off that inning?
I would say no, personally.
Well, I'm saying, like, you know, you don't know how it's going. Do you want Schwarber bunting? Rhys Hoskins bunting?
Or even a guy like
Castellanos bunting.
Roman Quinn, who didn't know how to bunt, who's the fastest dude in the majors, but couldn't bunt.
It was ridiculous. Herrera bunting. Like, actually, with the Phillies, you only trust, like, but two guys. So if one of those guys are on second.
On a Major League Baseball roster,
you
trust
only trust but two guys to actually lay down the bunt properly. So that's another part that makes it a little bit more complicated. 3-minute break on the other side. The return. The return. Oh, the return of What's Broy with Jed. Here on 97.5 The Fanatic at NBC Sports Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
NBC Sports Philadelphia. And after a two-week hiatus, it is now time for What's Brewing with Jen. What do you have today?
Well, it's so good to be back just in general, but this is always fun. I love this little segment. So I'm glad to be back here with it. And we're going to start in Colorado because ice cream trucks are returning to a Colorado community after 65 years. They were banned in this one Colorado city, Aurora City, because they were considered a nuisance in 1957. And now people say that it's okay. They can come back. So now they're going to get ice cream trucks again. You look confused.
What kind of terrible, soulless people are those?
I mean, it's definitely outdated.
A nuisance?
They said it was a nuisance, quote, a nuisance, and they saw vehicles as a safety risk for children.
But...
Well, that part won't be true.
But everything's a safety hazard for kids. They're very fragile.
Well, yeah, and an Amazon truck, I mean, how many of those do you see in my neighborhood in a day between, you know, FedEx, UPS, Amazon, all of them?
All the time, yeah.
Those trucks are about the same size as an ice cream truck.
All the regular cars.
Right.
Those couldn't hit a kid?
I guess not.
And this one plays music so you hear them.
Right.
Like some of these cars could be kind of quiet.
I know.
If it's electric
or electric the cars.
Electric, and even if you spend a few dollars, it's not a sports car. Listen, like I remember a Lincoln Town car one time snuck up on me. That was running gas. The thing was whisper quiet. That thing could have taken me out.
That's true.
But good. I mean, so the kids have hated their lives there.
There's been
no happy children.
For over 60 years. For 65
years. 65 years.
The kids have been miserable there in that town.
I feel sorry for them. But now they're going to have it because, all over again.
And that's where the kids have to learn. The agony, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. Because your parents aren't going to always say yes to the ice cream.
No.
But those times when you say
they
yes.
Do. Yeah.
Right. Boy, does it feel good.
It does feel
like
good.
Like at that moment, you feel like there's nothing wrong with the world.
Right.
But when they say no, you could feel like if you died, you missed nothing.
That's true.
It's so much. It's so high stakes.
The extremes of both the highs and lows.
Yeah. It's like, two ends of a spectrum.
Why do we have summer then? If I can't have the ice cream,
just
one
be in
time.
School 365.
Right. I mean, why have it? Then if you get it, you're like, oh my God, there'll never be any wars.
Do you know that I never had ice cream from an ice cream truck until I moved to Philadelphia?
There weren't ice cream trucks down there?
Not in my neighborhood. I lived on like a main road. There might be in other neighborhoods. I honestly would say probably not. I never knew really that. I mean, I knew that ice cream trucks existed. I had never seen one before. But until I moved to Philadelphia.
And there's no beach, obviously, there. So you're not getting like the fudgy wudgy ice cream trucks.
Mm-mm.
That's
crazy?
Sad. I'm sorry to hear that.
I know. I had, you know. At least they didn't ban it. Just, you know, didn't work out in my little neighborhood where I grew up.
Hmm.
But it's something that I experienced here for the first time. And water ice is too. I never understood what water ice was.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be good down there anyway. We're the only ones who know how to do that.
There are a couple Ritas here and there, I think in Florida. But yeah, I didn't. I was like, water ice. Isn't that the same thing? It's water and ice. What? And it was completely confused by it, but I do love it. All right, we're going to move on. So it was a holiday weekend, right? A lot of people were at the beach. A Long Island lifeguard happened to be teaching a shark safety course, but got attacked by a shark while the course was going on.
So he's fired, too.
Yeah. He's not good at his job, then, at that
point. That's terrible.
In addition to being, he also got fired. Like, that's a
rough day.
That's a double hurt piece right there.
Not many people have worse days than that, yeah.
So he was pretending to be a shark attack victim during this training exercise. As the lifeguard started flailing about in the water, a real shark swam up and bit his chest and his hand. His current condition has not been revealed.
Well, his chest and his hand?
Yeah. They're keeping him.
That's a fairly large shark. You know how big a mouth has to be to get somebody on the chest and the hand?
I guess so.
Did they say what kind of shark it was?
It did not say what kind of shark.
Because they don't want to let alarm people. I'll tell you one thing that's a little bit scary about the Jersey Shore. I know people that have been fishing.
Right.
Three different people. They've all caught baby sharks. Which means that they're spawning them at the Jersey Shore.
So,
and they're just around.
It's not just an adult shark that, you know, swam up by accident.
They say those are different. They say the babies, that means that if that's a spawning ground, the big ones then return regularly to do so.
Right.
Like, because they travel these vast distances. So that same shark could end up in Japan.
Right.
Circle Japan.
Come
and
back.
Make a U-turn and end up in Ocean City again.
Right.
To have the babies.
Oh, boy.
And regularly.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. And then those sharks would do the same thing.
There are sharks in the ocean. I get that. But it's still always scary to hear about sharks in the ocean and attacks and everything. Like, I get it. We're getting into their habitat. It's not the other way around. You know, when you get into the ocean, it's their home. But it is still scary. They actually closed the beach. This was called Smith Point on Long Island. They closed the beach on Sunday, and then they had drones going over to see if there were any more sharks or if it was kind of, if there were a lot.
All jokes aside, I hope the guy's okay.
Yeah, I think he's going to be okay. But
that's a
kind
fundamentally
of
thing. If you ever watch Shark Week, which is coming up, they tell you that when you do that, you attract the shark.
Right.
So why is he doing it? So actually, I guess he did it perfectly.
Yes, he did. I suppose so. Yeah.
Because that's what they look for.
Right.
Because that's what you resemble. Because
you look like a Yeah.
Right. If you just stand like there, usually that's unfortunately them. Well, yes, or they're not trying to kill you. They say it's literally like a teeth hug.
Yeah.
They're just coming up to say, hey, hey, what are you?
Yeah.
But they do it with their mouth, so.
Woo, that's scary.
Yeah, they're,
arms, yeah.
Yeah, then they leave you alone. They don't come back. Most right. times they don't come back. They say once in a blue moon, those are the scary ones, where you get away, you're almost ashore, and then that thing comes back. But they say that part's rare.
The splashing water replicates, like, seals or something like that. They're like prey.
A seal that was, like, having trouble.
Yeah.
Then you're acting just like it, so they think you're a seal having trouble.
Yeah. Right.
And now they say, no, you're food at that point.
Ooh.
There's no exploratory bite there. That's a kill shot that they're trying to do.
And Tom watched a great holiday movie yesterday.
Jaws.
4th of July. It's definitely a holiday movie.
It was on TV.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't have to.
Tell and then that. I will never get in the ocean again.
I want to talk to some older people about that.
About Jaws?
The 4 o'clock hour. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
Older people were scared to get in a damn swimming pool after Jaws.
After Jaws. Oh, yeah.
Scarred my mom.
A swimming pool?
Yeah, I mean, you never know.
The shark gonna get in the pool.
That was a real fear when you were a kid. I had that fear.
It's not real.
Like when you're in the pool by yourself. Yeah, no.
Someone could come up
when you're like 8 years old and you're like, I think there might be.
What if someone's gonna show it?
You never know, man.
Swimming pool.
You never know. Someone could have dropped it in. You never know.
You never know. All right, we're gonna end in Delaware. I saw this story last week and I thought it was really cool. Behind a wall at the Concord Mall in Wilmington, Delaware, which I've been to, there is a Burger King straight out of 1980. Oh. It was from 1987, actually. The restaurant appears to be completely untouched. Booths, soda machines, the decor, everything. The restaurant closed 13 years ago, and it was literally just sealed off by a wall and just kind of forgotten about. Did you see any pictures of it?
I did.
Yeah.
It was incredible. It reminded
totally
me
retro.
Of my childhood. Of other people's birthday parties. Man, I had friends and cousins that would have McDonald's. A Burger King birthday party.
Yeah?
Not me.
Not you.
Not once.
Oh.
I have one for my next birthday.
There, oh, this is a great idea.
If they don't listen. I need it to be BYO.
I kind of want them to.
Are they? I feel like they are.
I want
no,
them
you
to,
can't bring booze up in a Burger King.
Not fast food place.
You can't
know.
Bring it. I'm talking about like bringing it, not like hiding it in a flask. I want people to just be able to bring booze.
I kind of want them to take this Burger King and renovate it a little bit to 1987.
Yes. Leave it as is.
It could totally be a tourist attraction.
Right. It can have the touch screens or whatever, the new stuff, but have it look exactly like this.
I think that would be really
neat.
People
eat that up, yeah.
I would go.
I would
take the trip all the way down and just to say I went.
I would, too. Yeah. I think it's neat.
Well, that was a strong return, Jen.
Well, thank you.
We were worried.
Oh, well,
you know,
I'm here.
Sometimes, you know, you never know.
That's right.
People, how are they going to bounce back?
That's right.
You're still on vacation, maybe.
Yeah, you're doing well.
I wish I was on vacation.
610-632-0975. Tom and Brian, you'll lead us off in the 4 o'clock hour. Word of the day is summer. And also, I'll have the next installment of Shore Etiquette. Because somebody did something so atrocious that, again, I didn't think I was going to be able to make it to work today. Out of just a mental breakdown. But I made it here. I persevere, unlike somebody who talked into a microphone last night like a moron. We'll be back here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson here with you until 6. 610-632-0975. 4 o'clock hour brought to you by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise, online at landisbc.com. Tom Alvord producing. Jen Scordo back from her illness. Word of the day is summer. We've been talking about different things. Obviously, Phillies, Sixers. I see Brian was talking about the Eagles and the Brittany Griner situation and the reality of the Brittany Griner situation. Michael Rubin's party. A lot of things to talk about today. We've been talking about different shore etiquettes. Music. Don't sit up right by somebody. Watch your sand. Different things. So I know people do these. Now, some beaches have banned these things. But I'm not even talking about those, like, beach canopies. You put up a beach canopy, it has the four legs. You can still see through those. And you have shade, and then people can still see the ocean. Because
yes.
I'm not, because of sharks, partially, I'm not big on getting in the ocean. I'm not, like, swimming in the ocean. That's not me. I go there to sit on the beach and relax. But I like to see the ocean and the waves and such. Like, that's the part of the appeal. And I know people set up different things, and I'm not even calling any of you out, even though we can have a conversation at another time. This is what almost broke me. I get to the beach, again, high noon. So it's not early, but it's not late either, okay? There's a person or people who had on. So I've already talked about in the past, if people don't know, I'm the Jackie Robinson of camping. First person to ever go of my persuasion. I ended up actually liking it. Never would have went if not for my wife. Went. You have to do stuff in a marriage that you might not normally want to do. You got to get outside your comfort zone. I actually liked it. Okay? There was a calm intent on the beach when I arrived that was bigger than the tent that Elizabeth and I last used for a 5-day camping trip. And this person was going to be spending hours at the beach. It was a 12-person Coleman tent with the screen pullouts and all the stuff. And this is what the person had on the beach. A 12-person, ended up being two adults and two small children in a 12-person tent. The person who put it up was about 6 foot, maybe a little taller. He was able to fully stand up in this tent and just had it set up on the beach.
What's the point of even going to the beach then at that point?
Uh-huh.
Sitting in
well,
a
that's
tent.
A good question. Yeah, like, what is the
you're
point?
You're just in a tent. I don't understand.
You're, right. You're
like,
not
if you have an infant, they have those infant tents where they can't get a lot of sun. You know, you bring a baby, that's fine. But you're bringing a 12-person tent to the beach. It's not what it's meant for.
I mean, I remember the days when it was just a towel. Like, I would just take a
that's all
towel.
You a chair. Tops.
I wouldn't even take a chair. It would just be me and my towel.
I mean, I like to.
But
I have
now
a chair.
It's like, it's
I have
so
a chair
elaborate.
With a cover. I don't want too much sun.
Like yeah, no, I get flat. It.
Yeah.
Yeah, an umbrella. It's all good.
No. This was a full, not even these beach tents that are like, are curved and like people put their babies in now. Maybe if you're worried about your baby being in the sun, you keep your baby home, but that's. Whatever, do what you want. Hey, your four-month-old is going to really remember these great beach days that he's having, or she's having at 4 months. But yeah, they're going to always those are, think
the
about
parents
the,
will.
Think about Thanksgivings when you guys discuss how 4-month-old little Hunter and little Brody had just all these kids. Yeah, he has both those names. Oh, I never realized that. Yes, all those little new age kid names. Yeah, oh, little Gray and all these kids and Yellow and all your hippie names that you're bringing back. And because Justin's are too old now. And then you put that in there, like, forget those. I'm talking about a full 12-person Coleman tent on the beach for hours.
And I don't want to set all of that up, or do I want to take it down?
It was so egregious that I clapped when the person started to put it down. I was prepared for
Did
the consequences.
Notice?
Did they know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes, I wanted them to notice.
Yeah, I don't know.
12-person Coleman tent. Big as this studio.
That's crazy. It just seems
just
like
why?
So much work.
I don't understand.
And what
why.
About anybody else who wants to have a view?
No.
Remember, it's over 6 feet tall.
And solid.
And big. And you can't see through anything.
Right, solid on all four sides.
And then he had to pull out the things and put the screen in because I'm sure it got warm in the tent because there's no airflow going
because
in.
Because it's a tent. Yes.
It was a proper tent.
It's interesting.
That was infuriating. Don't do that.
That shouldn't be allowed. You're right. You shouldn't be able
that
to bring a giant.
That should not be
tent.
Allowed.
Not even like etiquette. Like, no, you shouldn't be allowed to bring that on the beach.
Yeah. Like that. That's like we got to do something about these.
I feel like there is a beach to the Jersey Shore that they did ban the bigger tents. Not like that. I've never heard of an actual camping tent being on.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, but I feel
was
like
horrified.
I feel like one of the shore towns banned the bigger
as they
guys.
Should.
Not the ones with, like, have you seen the newfangled ones now that are, like, real flappy and, like,
yeah.
I mean, it still gives you great cover, but it, like, flaps in the wind. It almost looks like a wave. It's kind of neat.
I did see that. Somebody had that up. And then they're easy to carry because you just put the sand in.
They're very light.
You put the sand in just there, and then you empty the sand right there.
Right. You're
roll that thing up and you're out of there quick. No, not this.
No, not that.
This bag and the poles and everything here.
That sounds awful.
Oh, yeah.
They did not enjoy their beach day.
No.
I can't imagine.
I would not go to the beach at that point if I had to do that.
I'd be willing to bet, though, that it wasn't the dude's idea. Boy, have I been seeing these women tightening these dudes all the way up on the beach, yelling at them.
You think it was the mom's idea?
Absolutely.
How many kids were there?
Two.
So four people total.
Yes.
For a 12-person tent.
12-person tent. Coleman tent.
Makes sense.
It was huge.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Biggest one they sell, I believe. It was like its own tent city, but it was one tent.
For four people.
You could have put it, it was big as ones, you could put a DJ in there.
No.
Like a whole table, a DJ, all his equipment in there.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
And a bathroom in there too, have everything.
You could have.
What if they did? What if they had one of those little peepots in there?
Can't roll it out.
Yeah, right.
Not the worst idea, but you don't need that big of a tent, a 12-person tent.
Right.
A tent would have been
I actually have a small bathroom tent available. I don't bring it to the beach with me, but I might. Because the porta potty, last thing before I get to Brian and Tom, last thing. Gentlemen, can I use that term loosely. I recognize that a porta potty's not nice. I recognize that, okay? And I understand that sometimes aim's bad. Okay, I can accept that too. But some things you don't aim, if you understand what I'm talking about. Something you can't aim. Let's not do that on the ground of the porta potty. How about that? How about that?
Ew.
I'm telling you.
I don't think that's too much to ask.
We know what you aim. You know what you don't aim. So you understand what I'm saying. Don't do that on the ground in the porta potty and then expect someone else to come in there after you. If I had found out who that person was, I would have taken the charges. I mean, you don't understand that I actually had to go. And I waited as long as I could. So now I'm going, and I'm committed. And I see that it's not nice. And I'm like, I can handle this. I have my own hand sanitizer with me. I carry it with me in my beach thing with my magazine, my speaker, and my hand sanitizer. I'm traumatized. And then I happen to go over to the side thinking that at least over here it's not as bad. And I look to the right. And it's on the ground in there. It's on the ground.
Oh, my goodness.
You know who it was. It's probably the person that brought the tent.
With the Coleman tent.
That's probably who it was.
I'm telling you, I don't know how.
That's terrible. Yeah, that's awful.
Can we do better, people?
No, we can't, apparently.
Evidently not.
We have to live with one another. That's community property, believe it or not. Even if it's bad property, let's have some pride in it. Let's aim when you can aim. And if there's no aim, what are you doing?
Just be a human being.
I mean, come on.
Don't be gross.
That is Annie Mall. Brian in Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Todd, what's going on, buddy? How you doing, man?
How are you?
All right, Ken. Good to hear you back, Ken. I'm
becoming
COVID. Todd, I just wanted to call right quick. Todd, listen, I think that the Eagles, man, we're going to surprise a lot of people. I think Jalen going to surprise a lot of people. Todd, I just believe that. I think, me personally, you know, I might be on the island all by myself. I just believe that he's going to be in the top 10 in the quarterback this year, Ty. I just believe that because now what has happened, now he has help.
Real fast, Brian, hold on. Last season, overall, he was at best maybe 20th out of 32. Now you're saying that he's going to be top 10 this upcoming season.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And listen to this, right, Ty? Listen to this. Maxey, prime example. Look what Maxey did in his second year. He improved. He worked on his game. He improved his three-point. So I believe that Hurts put the time in, and with these various different trainers, he's going to impress a lot of us, Ty. He really is going to change a lot of opinions about him. I just believe that they're going to surprise a lot of people with that, Ty. I honestly do.
I hope that you're right. He was 28th in completion percentage last year. 28th last year.
Ty, and out of that, right, because you good with numbers. You and Devon, oh, man, y'all good with these numbers. Ty, how many of those were drop balls? How many of those were guys going out of bounds coming back in?
Not any more than every other quarterback.
But I'm saying, Ty, that didn't affect him, though?
That affects all quarterbacks.
Okay, but Ty, he didn't have anybody. It's going to be different.
Well, no. That part is unfortunately not true about not having anybody. Now, they're better this year because Rager's replaced, but he has good tight end. He had good receivers. No. This isn't like when Five was coming up. He had nobody at first. There is no Torrance Smalls or Charles Johnson led corps. Stinkston and Trash, as people used to call them. It's Pinkston and Thrash, I know, but fans used to call them Stinkston and Trash. Okay, that's what they used to say. They weren't that bad in the weapons. And Ertz, while he was there, and Goddard, also good weapons. He didn't have no weapons last year. That's just not true. And the other part is we have to ask ourselves, we know that he's going to work hard, just like the caller said, that Maxey worked hard and continues to work hard. But is there a chance that Maxey has more talent? Because it's not just the hard work. It's not just the talent. You have to have both. We know he has the work ethic. No doubt about it. Will he be able to have the accuracy to make the jump from 28th to 10th? Now, that would be challenging.
For what it's worth, also, drop passes last year per team. The Eagles ranked 19th with 20. The Chargers led with 33 drop passes. So, nice. It's not like they were won by a large margin or anything like that.
So, Herbert.
Correct.
Same draft class.
Correct.
Much higher completion percentage.
Yes.
Had many more drops.
Yes, 13 more, to be exact.
I'm just saying. No. All teams deal with some form of drops. These are humans. And I'm rooting for them. And I see him and A.J. Brown working out. And I am optimistic. But I'm using this year to find out. And I love to be bold and put myself out there about it. But I didn't see enough because I didn't see a real offense. Last year's offense was not the real NFL offense. And I wish people would stop, but it feels like they have increased. They're taking compilation of throws over the course of like 15 of the games because he missed a little time. They're taking a compilation of all the throws. What I need to see is multiple of those throws in each and every game like the other top quarterbacks. Of course, you can find in week one, he made this throw. Week three, he made that one. Then week four, he made this throw. Then week seven. And then you put it all together and say, see, he can make every throw. Being able to make every throw means that each and every game, you're human. You're not going to be perfect all the time. But what it means is, as a default, that deep throw, that deep out on the left side, the deep out on the right side, the seam, this, that, you can make all of those throws in one game when you're putting it together. Like the quarterbacks did against the Eagles damn near every game. And that's the one, and to be honest with you, I'm more worried about him than Hurts, is that damn Gannon.
Gannon.
Because he got better player. What if he stinks?
That's an issue.
He could just stink.
At least you...
He could stink. He was terrible last year.
He was still getting head coaching offers,
yes,
apparently.
Ridiculous. Yeah, NFL, it's just about what you accomplish. Yeah, it's who you know, because that guy stunk last year and still got head coaching interviews.
If he does stink, what I was going to say is, at least you know, but that doesn't help you next season. If he stinks next season... Like that, you know, obviously scars you for the next season when we have a lot of high hopes, thinking we're a playoff team, division winning team, and then you can make a decision afterwards, but you pay for it that season, next season.
That's my concern.
Problematic.
Now, maybe he doesn't stink, but I didn't see anything. Every good quarterback destroyed him. And then you go against the GOAT. And I recognize he's the GOAT, but he's not 31-0 GOAT. 31-0 it was. And they offered no resistance. His team just play really deep and just give them every throw. And then the worst part about it is while it was happening, there were people here who drank the Kool-Aid and would go on social media and go, I gotta give Gannon credit. This is the way to do it. Make them earn it. I go, they're completing 90% of their damn passes. What you mean earn it? What you mean earn it? 90% of his passes. Carr, at one point, they drive down the field in that game against... Receiver goes right. He throws the ball left. Interception. He didn't throw another incompletion for like three straight quarters. Another incompletion. And then they said they got better down the stretch. He played bad quarterbacks down the stretch. Soon as he played another good one, 31-0.
I think the best quarterback they played down the stretch was what? Daniel Jones?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably. And he's not good.
And Heineke.
Yeah.
And like, this is who they're playing down the stretch. Every good quarterback they faced did whatever they wanted. And if it won't matter Jalen Hurts as much if the defense isn't any better, and they have better personnel. And the players seem to like him, other than Fletcher Cox. So, I ain't signed up to do this. I don't know what he got me doing. Like, he kind of made it clear, it's not my kind of guy.
Yeah, not for me.
What he got me doing? Yeah, I they don't pay me to do that.
That's not my job is.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Tom and Philly, you're our 97.5 Fanatic.
Hi, y'all.
How are you, Tom?
Before I get to my Phillies point, Ty, you would have had to slap 63 dogs out of Joey Chestnut's hand yesterday.
Boy, I saw him. He was out there. You know what? That's the young at heart. So he's allowed to eat all those 47 million hot dogs.
Oh, whatever.
And he gets paid to do it. Y'all ain't getting paid.
I have a Phillies point, but my beach etiquette point is I don't like people who don't know how to put in a beach umbrella. And it turns into a spear when it goes flying, when a gust of wind comes and can impale people on a crowded beach.
That's real fast time. That's an amazing point. Not this past week. Was it? Not this just now. Last weekend, I think it was. Somebody tried. Clearly didn't know what they were doing. Four times. Four different times it flew. Three times it flew away. Then they go to walk to the beach. And while they're not sitting there, now, no, they don't have a secure umbrella. It flies away. Someone else put it down, like found it, put it down, and put it back at their spot, like telling them, and they tried to put it up again.
Yeah. Now, my Phillies point is, I'm still optimistic like you, and I'm so glad we're still in the hunt, but I am afraid of our starting pitching situation.
You are correct.
Especially with Ranger out, with Eflin out, and with now Kyle Gibson turning into a pitching machine rather than a pitcher. Maybe Dombrowski has to do something sooner than later about fixing the starting pitching situation.
Well, it's Eflin and Suarez now in the IL. That's the biggest thing. Your fifth starter is not going to be great all the time. So you could almost live with that, but with those two guys. Now, I don't know who's pitching tonight. Like, I know who's pitching tonight. What I'm saying is I have no idea if he's any good at pitching.
That's right. We're going to have to win games 9-7.
Right. Now, that's part of the reason why this team was built the way that it was built. That's part of why it was built the way that it was built. But it is a concern. But what I'm trying to do is wait until the concern pops up. What I mean is, if they can steal these games and win enough of them, I'm not going to overly worry about it. But for the long haul, if Eflin's out with that knee for an extended period, if Suarez is out for an extended period, they'll have to do something. I think they have to do something regardless. But we'll see how, we'll see. It is a concern. And Jason Stark, he'll be on tomorrow. He had that stat where normally to get through a season, you have 10 different guys start. And when he was counting up, he couldn't get past 8 possibilities. So if it just goes to how most seasons go, there are going to be 2 players that are going to start for the Phillies this year who we have no idea who the heck they are right now. And that's just the way it goes. And unfortunately, at high A, that's where all their guys are.
Yeah, they're not ready yet.
Oh, right. That's where all the 6'5 guys who throw 95 and up, they're all in Lakewood.
If this was 2025, we'd be all set. We'd be all good to go.
Even 2024, you could bring them in for a start.
Sure, yeah.
Like you get a spot start. Hey, kid, you're coming up from AA. You go once. We know you're going right back down, but hey, let's see what this 6'5 guy who throws 97. They don't know the book on him. He can steal a game. Although, one of them just went up to AA.
Yeah. Griff, I forget.
Yeah.
Gary, I think it is. I forget exactly.
But I will say, from what I'm hearing, all those guys do look good so far. Number one, they're healthy. They're stretching them out because, you know, with COVID and everything messing it up, these guys are all stretching out and they're all keeping their velocity deeper in the games. Something that Spencer Howard somehow, he was throwing 95, he runs the first base, and then he threw 89 and then 87. That's still the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
He's mowing guys down,
throwing hard, has to cover first base once, and he can't reach 90.
And we're talking about a top, like he was the top pitching prospect for the Phillies, and he was a top 100 prospect in baseball, too. It's not just the Phillies getting excited, and he can't do anything.
So strange. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson with you until 6 on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
75 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson here with you until 6. 610-632-0975. And now it is time to update our Twitter poll. And that's powered by Paul B. Moyer & Sons in Doylestown, PA. Jen, what are the latest numbers?
PJ Tucker, James Harden, Joel Embiid, and Tyrese Maxey were all seen partying together over the weekend. Will them building a team chemistry this early in on the summer have an impact next season on the court? 26% say no, it means nothing. 34% say yes, there will be a little impact. And 40% say yes, there's a big impact.
All right. Yeah. All right. I like that. So the word of the day, summer, because we have to decide what kind of summer we want to have. The mayor just doesn't want to do anything this summer. He wants to have a summer vacation, as if being a mayor of a city is easy. So he didn't know that through the first term. I guess he found out during the second term it was a hard job. But good for you, buddy. I would love, now think about this with sports. Imagine if Joel Embiid was like, you know, once the playoffs come, basketball is hard. I kind of don't want to play anymore. What would we say? After a game, Joel Embiid said, man, you know what? I'm like, they play during like Memorial Day weekend and stuff. And he's like, man, I just want to be with my family. I wish I wasn't an NBA player. What would we say?
Don't be an NBA player then.
Yeah. The reason is this has nothing to do with politics. It's just like a general thing. We all know someone who like complains about their job. Like I even know there have been parents that have been like, man, it's really hard to be a parent. You know what they don't do? They don't go to their kid and go, hey, little Johnny, I hate that you were born. Like they don't say that. Even if they think that sometimes because little Johnny gets on their nerves, they don't say it out loud to Johnny.
I hope not.
Not out loud, no.
You don't say it out loud to Johnny because, I mean, I've heard it, man. One thing that, Jen, that all of us can do if we decide to get up and go, guess what we can do? Just get up and go. Man.
No kids.
You got kids. You can't just get up and go. You can't just, like, and people can't even do what they used to because cigarettes aren't popular like they used to. You can't pop out for a pack of smokes. And cause
just to get 15 minutes by yourself.
No. That would be the excuse to leave.
Right.
They leave their family. No, that's a tell, though. If he ever says in 2022 that he's getting a pack of smokes, he's not coming back.
Oh.
If he's going to buy a pack of cigarettes, then he's coming back most likely. But if he says, you know, babe, I'm just going to pop out, get a pack of smokes.
As soon as he calls it smokes, it's over.
That's cold. Peace, family.
See ya.
Good luck finding me.
That's good enough.
I'll be down working at some place called Itchy's in Miami doing the wrong thing.
Itchy's sounds like a good spot.
Yeah, Itchy's. Yeah, he's down there at Itchy's. Oh, what's his name? Rob? Nah, we don't know him as Rob. What's he call himself? Paulo. He just makes up a name. Paulo. I thought it was weird a white guy with blonde hair was named Paulo. But he was running away from you and the kids. Yeah, he just went for the smokes. Can't do that anymore. You don't, like, even if you're frustrated, buddy, let me help you for the remaining part of your term. Just shut up. Just don't say anything. Why would you say it out loud? Doc Rivers, you know, I'd rather be playing golf. You know, I'm missing stuff. I don't want to coach anymore. We would be very upset.
Yes.
Why say it out loud? By the way, we all, every job, no matter what job it is, there are days where you don't feel like going to work. You know what you don't do? You don't say it to the boss at work. And since you work for the people, he said it to his boss. It was very, I'm not crazy to think that was weird, right?
No, I don't think you're crazy.
That's weird, right?
It was odd. Yeah.
It was odd. And then
I do get his point. I understand what he was trying to say.
I understand what he's trying to say.
I don't.
But yeah,
what was he trying to say?
He was trying to say, like, that days like yesterday for his life will be different when he's not mayor anymore. I get it.
We want to say that's okay.
But you just didn't say it.
When your kids go away to college, your life's going to be different. Do you tell them you hate them?
No.
You just don't say it.
Yes.
I don't understand what he was trying to say because he shouldn't have been saying it. Also, doesn't he have partial control over some of this stuff? Well, I'm saying, like, doesn't he have some control over that stuff? It'd be like complaining about stinking when you haven't showered. Well, mix in the shower and you won't stink. You know, I stink. Well, go wash, you nasty bastard. Well, it is do the equivalent of wash. I'm just saying, it was odd. It was all odd. That's all. He can do what he wants, but it was strange and wrong. Because how can now community people, in all seriousness, that are on the ground trying to help, because we know we have issues in this city and we absolutely want this city to be better, and everybody, whether you live in the suburbs, South Jersey, whatever, the hub is Philadelphia, and our livelihoods depend on that city being strong and our city being strong, whether you live in that city or not in the city, our city being strong, we rely on that for a lot of things, right? The people on the ground, should they put their foot all the way on the gas to help if the leader is saying they don't want to do it? And that's where it's real. And that's what, if Joel Embiid says he's not going to try, then you can't ask Maxie and everyone else to give their full effort. Well, if he's not giving his full effort, how can you ask the people on the ground who are actually trying to make change to give full effort if this fool's actually admitting that he's not giving full effort? And that's why what he's saying was wrong. Not because he felt that way, but you have to actually be a leader. Actually be a leader. And Nixon actually, you know what you have to do sometimes as a leader? Have a stiff upper lip and shut up. He became a millennial. Stop with the complaining all the time. Oh, this is so bad. Everything's so bad. I didn't have a good 4th of July. You know who else didn't have a good 4th of July? All the people running from gunshots. Did they have a good 4th of July? You were protected. Oh, no, you got disturbed from your barbecue. Oh, no. Seamus in Ocean City, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good.
All right, so here's my take on how the Phillies are going to do this year. All right?
All right.
Hear me out? Right, so about halfway through the season, right? Like, it's inconsistent, you know, typical Philly sports, right? You know what I mean? Let me just jump straight into it. Derek Hall, next Babe Ruth. Next favorite, I'm calling it. You know, I know he has like three hits, three home runs. And then the bullpen, been doing phenomenal the last week or two. You know what I mean? Usually, there's a lot of holes in the bullpen, but the last 2 weeks, they've stepped it up. They're ready. Ever since they fired that dumbass Joe, you know, team is sparked up. And, like, if they play with energy, they could easily take the East. I'm just saying that. They could just take the East.
All right. I appreciate that. That would probably be better than it could have. Could have been worse.
I thought it was going to be much worse, honestly,
yeah,
the way it started.
Grand scheme of things, that wasn't that bad. I mean, we knew it was coming.
Yes, very quickly.
But, you know, hopefully he got that out of his system and can move on and do other things with his life. Productive things.
I wouldn't count on it.
But he has the opportunity.
He does.
And that's the key. Because, listen, we all have bad days. The good thing is the sun rises the next day and you get another opportunity. There you go. And he'll get his somewhere else. John in Chestnut Hill, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tyrone, good afternoon.
How are you?
So you're saying, I'm doing well. I want to chime in on this Mayor Kenney comment and give the sports equivalency because we've actually seen it before here in Philadelphia. What Mayor Kenney said was pure idiocy, so full stop. Now, if you recall 2009 World Series, leading up to the World Series, Cole Hamels was kind of faltering, right? His ERA is rising to the close of the season, not pitching well in the playoffs.
Yeah, he celebrated too much doing stuff after the 08 World Series, and he entered the 09 season not really fully ready to pitch at the time, yes.
That's correct. And his comment after his game, his first game where he lost the World Series is, I can't wait for this season to end. It's not can't wait to get up back out there and help the team. So we've seen this. You're saying, can you imagine if another player in the city says that, or a coach says that. We've seen it, and we've seen teammates. In that season, it was Brett Myers. Not that I'm a Brett Myers defender, but Brett Myers coming out here and telling Cole Hamels to shut up and how we need him to pitch better. So mm-hmm. This isn't something that we haven't seen in the...
Although it's not quite apples to apples, because baseball, even with the sports equivalency, he had made it through the season and was still giving maximum effort, and he was just frustrated in the moment. The maximum effort part's the important part there.
That's fair. That's fair. All right, well, that's all I had to
preach. But no. It's not that you're wrong. And I don't even want to talk about this stuff necessarily. It just bothers me that these things happen and the messaging isn't, hey, let's all do better. That's all. Hey, we have to do better. That's all. And also, certain jobs are easy. Certain jobs are hard. Like when you get... See, it's hard to get like billions of dollars, but once you get them, your job's pretty easy. Elon Musk does not work hard now. Doesn't have to. Bezos doesn't work hard. None of them Facebook do. None of they don't have to work hard. Other people, though, have jobs where you do have to work hard. So if you pick a job where you have to work hard, your best bet is to just work hard. No, man, I didn't get to have a good 4th of July. Sir, somebody got shot, but look at me. I didn't get shot. I just had a bad 4th of July. Like, if you don't cut it out, with how, and you know what happened earlier in the day. Like, he did. Now, when he said that, do you think he was aware of what happened in Illinois?
I would think so.
I mean, yeah. It doesn't matter what happened. We don't talk about it. I'm saying, but you think he was aware that it happened?
I would think so, yeah.
Oh, okay. Did they have a good day?
No.
Could they just now just pack it in? We all have bad days, don't we? Have you ever had a bad day, Jen?
Yes, many of them.
Hey, Tom, have you ever had a bad day?
I have.
Oh, and what do you have to do? Because, like, you have to eat and stuff.
Do.
So you have to just keep on going, right?
You have to, yes.
Oh, right. All right, 610. I was just checking. Sometimes I don't know if I'm seeing things clearly. Sometimes I feel like we just have the option to just go just give up. I hope it wasn't him who messed up that bathroom over the weekend. 610-632-0975. Word of the day is summer. We'll have another sure etiquette rule because, boy, did people break a lot of them over the weekend. But I realize some people, their 4th of July weekends, that's their one time to get away, and they're just not used to it. But you're never wrong for not knowing. You're wrong for not wanting to know. That's the rule. 610-632-0975. We'll be back here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm 7-5 tonight. NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson here with you until 610-632-0975. Word of day is summer. Phillies continuing to give us a, looks like they're going to give us a decent summer. The Sixers things lining up. And the Summer League starts tonight as well. Some bad things happening in the world as far as summer. And the next thing for beach etiquette before we get to Pat, 610-632-0975 is... All right, you have a crowded beach or crowded area in a park. I've seen this as well. And non-athletic people especially to suddenly decide to have a catch. Now, the reason I say non-athletic especially is for this one reason. Now, if I was having a catch with you, Tom, from here, this distance, this isn't that long. We're in a different room, but if we took this glass down and had a catch, the odds are we would be accurate enough to throw and to actually make the catch. But if we weren't, Jen is now vulnerable.
Yes. She's in danger, potentially.
She's in the danger zone.
Yes.
Time after time, I've been seeing this weekend, Saturday and Monday, yesterday I saw this, people out there throwing the ball around or the frisbee around, even worse, because it was quite windy some of these days, and other people catching strays. If it's crowded, you can't have a catch where there's people. You have to go to an area where there's no people.
Yes.
I know you want to be near your drink. You want to be near your towel. And no. For your catch, go to an open space. You're not Joe Montana. You're not Tom Brady. You're not Randy Moss. You are Joe from accounting, and you can't catch. And you are John from finance, and you can't throw. What makes y'all think that you guys should be hitting poor moms and kids with a ball or a frisbee knowing you don't have the athleticism to do it? Now, it'd be wrong even if you did have the athleticism because people make mistakes. But it's worse when someone has no ability. And why do they do it?
To try and look cool, to try and impress. But if you're not athletic and you can't, you know, reel in a simple catch, then you're kind of disproving your own point.
It was unbelievable. And then you see the person. Then they get the ball and they're throwing it over somebody. And now it's full of sand. Now, that ball, if it didn't have sand on it when you got there, your precision on your catch should be that becomes a sand-free area. Why'd the ball get sand on it? What's it doing touching? The point of the catch is that it doesn't touch the ground. You're dropping the football. You got your glove out. That's the other part. You brought your glove. And now you guys, they were tossing around a hard ball.
Not smart.
What are you doing around the beach around people? No, not why.
No, it needs to be like soft, squishy.
Or just go up where it's empty.
Go back.
Towards the steps, yeah.
And wow, we're in the water. There's tons of space.
Those beaches are big.
Tons of space.
Yep.
But at every beach, there's an area less desirable than others. It's usually further away from the water.
Yeah.
Go have your catch there.
Go back in that back corner.
Right. And just throw the ball around.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you think you're athletic enough and arrogant enough to think you're athletic enough? Getting cut in high school didn't teach you anything.
Oh, like cut from a team.
Yes. What do you think? They got stabbed?
Someone stabbed
my goodness. What kind of school were you going to, Jeff?
My goodness.
My first thought, that's where it went.
No, I'm saying that you went out for the football team. Hey, you own a beach house. You did well in your life. Okay? But the athleticism, you did that with your brain. How about you use that and stop trying to fake your way through a game of catch that you can't do? The ball should not be touching the sand if you're having to catch also. You catch it with your hands. And also, ladies, because this is y'all before we get to Pat. This is y'all. In an effort to be cute, this is where this girl was dumbing herself down for the fella. Because I could tell, first of all, she had a better arm than him. And she wasn't body catching. She was out there snatching it with her hands.
Good
Clearly,
point.
This girl's played. But she's in like her bikini. She's trying to like play. This is like the version of the girl that plays down their intelligence. You know what I'm talking about, Jen. Yeah. Women do this.
No, I do.
She's like, ha, 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 ha. Oops, you threw it too far for me. When really she's just trying to boost up his confidence because he had trouble reaching her. So the one time he actually got it, she goes, oops. Hey, honey. Or I say that, honey, in this nice way. I'm saying you be a strong woman. You're a better athlete than him. If he can't handle the fact that you throw and catch better than him, then he's not the guy for you.
Oh.
Don't go dumbing yourself down for this guy. Why should she have to do that? She's the athlete in that situation. He was like, he couldn't. And then she was, ooh, you really threw it good that time. Then she threw a bullet back to him. I'm like, wait a minute. Right where it needed to be.
Right. Yeah.
He laughed at it, and she's like, fake like she couldn't. Then all the other times she was catching it. Then, ooh, that one went too far. Giggle, giggle. No.
Maybe she just didn't want to make him feel that bad.
Feel bad about what?
About being terrible.
He knows he's terrible.
He's trying.
No, he's not. Oh. If he was trying, he would have practiced in the offseason.
Yes.
How you come back for the summer not able to throw? Talk about you worked on it.
Practice in the wintertime.
Like Ben Simmons.
Right, you work on your game in the offseason. Please, if I ever get to throw out the first pitch in the Phillies, which I don't think I ever will, but if I ever did, you know how much I'd be at the cages?
We did our Fanatic tournament, the knockout tournament.
Yeah.
I hadn't shot a basketball in 2 years, and no one cares about that tournament.
Right.
It's you know, a bunch of the Fanatic people and some random people you don't see that often.
But
I went.
You do?
Sorry?
But what did you do?
I went and practiced at the park for a good 30 minutes. Just to not embarrass myself. That's all it came down.
Get the rust off.
Yeah.
That's all he had to do. Meanwhile, she's acting like she's not the athlete. She probably was a college All-American. This girl looked like she was a tremendous athlete. In shape, could throw and catch. She had, I tell you what, if it was a pickup game, I would have picked her way before him. And she's in there going, ooh, that was a good one. No, was it a good one? Pat in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Ty. Hey, Don.
How are you?
I'm good. You know what? I hope you had a great 4th of July because it was a beautiful weekend. I mean, this past weekend was fabulous.
The weather was fabulous, yes.
It was fabulous. And it's great to see Jen back.
Oh, great, thank you.
Yep. You know what? You're talking about beach etiquette. How about fireworks etiquette when people shoot off fireworks in front of their homes, in front of everyone else's homes? And it's creating a mess.
And you mean like they didn't discuss it? Because what I've noticed is sometimes they'll discuss it with the neighbors, and they're all on board with it. You're talking about a guy going rogue and just lighting fireworks right in close proximity to their neighbors.
Close proximity, like everyone's parked on the street. Everyone's got to park on the street. And then, you know, nowadays you buy the fireworks package,
mm-hmm.
which shoots everything off. Right? And then they don't clean up afterwards.
They don't even clean up after themselves. See, that's a major problem.
And it's all over the vehicles, and it's...
You know what? That's an excellent point. Now, I've been lucky. that I haven't dealt with that kind of fireworks person doing that. But I bet you that would be a nightmare. Also, what about the pets? Hate them.
It scares the hell out of my dog.
Those poor dogs.
Yeah. Right. And I have to put him up in the bedroom. But yeah, so, because he still barks and moans and he's scared as hell. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's terrible, Pat. I feel bad for the dogs.
Yeah, it is.
So do I.
Those poor dogs, they seem like they don't get used to it.
No, because it doesn't happen a lot often.
Well, if you're down the shore a lot.
Yeah, man,
please. Sometimes the Northeast, man, I feel like they got their own show.
Oh, man.
Man, it was so many fireworks. Not this year. Last year, there was so many coming from the Northeast. I was like, what the heck? This was people. But I assume in that situation, like the block all put in, and they were firing those off. Because these were as good as the Penn's Landing coming from the Northeast.
How about that?
They just weren't as high. But I was like, yo, look over here. It was a lot of fireworks coming from the Northeast.
That's another good one from Pat, not related to the fireworks, is cleaning up after yourself.
Yeah.
Don't go down to the beach,
exactly.
Drink your 12 beers, and you know, have your hoagies, and just leave everything all over the sand, and then just walk away.
I put the empties back in the cooler. I leave with everything, and then I put stuff in the recycling and the trash when I get back to the house.
That's
exactly
simple.
What I
very
do.
Finish drinking it, put it back in the cooler,
yep.
Leave, and then any waste from the cooler goes away. That way, you don't want to keep having to get up, but you also don't want to cause a problem. So anything, even the bags, the empty chip bag, everything goes in the cooler, and then we empty everything out on the way out.
Or even bring a bag with you, trash bag.
Trash bag. I'm fine with that, but people don't do that.
Not only is it rude, but it's not good for the environment to just leave all your cans all over the beach.
Right. And when the tide comes in,
it takes it out with
it. It takes it out, all that trash.
Now you're killing turtles.
Right, and you can't expect someone else to clean up after you because of your germs.
That's right, no.
This is all stuff you've been touching with your mouth and stuff. Other people shouldn't. Now, if they have a grabby thing, that's different. That's what I need. Oh, we bought one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Aww.
Do our part, because I'm not touching it with my hands.
Tyrone does clean up the beach.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. That's good.
And his wife, Elizabeth. They're very
we're
good.
Part of the beach cleanup crew sometimes. I want to do my part to help the world.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, but
good for you.
Don't tell anybody. 610-632-0975. John will lead off the 5 o'clock hour here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
75 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia, Tyrone Johnson. Here with you until 6, 610-632-0975. 5 o'clock hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDED or visit GUIDA.com. Word of the day is summer. Been covering a lot of things. Phillies, obviously. The Sixers Summer League starts and them hanging out at the White Party. From over the weekend, Michael Rubin's party. And then apparently Michael Rubin's wife took a header off the stage and had to go to the hospital. She posted on social media.
Oh, goodness. I didn't see that.
She was all right. But apparently at one point she's like in a neck brace.
Yikes.
Once the ambulance comes, they got to make sure you're like secure when you take a fall. Apparently it was a turn up that party. But Drake and everybody's there, including a lot of the Sixers hanging out. And we're talking about whether or not that bonding, which they did not do when the Australian was here, if that could even lead to more. And Joel Embiid doesn't really like going out. As we know, he doesn't drink. He's a clean-living kind of guy. He was even turning up with Meek Mill as a team, and that was good to see. And then we talked about Brittany Griner, and she made the plea over the weekend for her return. And it's probably something that hasn't been talked about a lot. I know I didn't talk about it, partially because her family said at the time, don't talk about it because they were worried that Russia would retaliate if it got too much attention. So I followed the instructions of the family. Now they're saying make a full court press to return. Russell wants a trade. And are you comfortable releasing a very, very bad person in order to make Brittany Griner return to America safely? It's going to be all about that appetite, because that's the kind of stuff the will of the people will decide this, unfortunately, because life just isn't fair. And we've been doing beach etiquette and shore etiquette and things like that. And please, no catches. And please, ladies, do not dumb yourself down to make these dudes feel better. Don't do that. Okay, if he can't stand up on his own 2 feet, then you can find somebody else who either is more athletic and can have a catch with you for real, or a guy who won't mind that you're better at him than something.
That's beach etiquette? That's what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Man, it's embarrassing to see. Like, it's embarrassing. Oh, let me fake like John's athletic.
So what bothers you more then? That or the girl joining the volleyball game when she can't play volleyball? That happened a couple weeks, probably a month ago at this point.
Yeah, the girl who played and didn't and wasn't good, that bothers me more.
That bothers you more?
Get your unathletic. Go sit down. Like, why are you doing it? Like, you're not cute enough to act that way.
You know who would be a good couple? That girl and the guy who can't throw. That would be a good couple.
That's who belongs together.
Look yes. there. Matchmaking.
That girl should be with one of the guys who could play volleyball. I'm just saying, like, a girl who's really athletic and can, like, play, she kind of should be with a guy who she can do those things with.
Maybe she can
not
help
every
him.
Time.
Yeah, maybe she can help get him to that level. No, why are you shaking your head?
She can't
get him on a routine, a practice, or waking up early, yeah. going through the motions.
Okay, we know Sue Bird is currently married. But let's say he took some guy who couldn't hoop. She couldn't just grab a guy or a girl that couldn't hoop and just make them a ball player.
Yeah.
Just because she's good at it. Hey, do this.
She can help, though.
No, she can't. We've learned this. Michael Jordan, that's why he's not a good coach. Hey, do like I do. How's that going to help? You're Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Okay,
so take off from the foul line, extend the arm, then bring the ball down,
put it
back out, and then dunk from the foul line. No, I can't. No, you can't teach that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we're not talking about playing professional basketball on the beach, though. You're talking about throwing a football around or a.
Well, Michael Jordan could help out somebody who needs some work on their free throws. He could.
I don't know if. He hasn't.
Well, you don't know that.
Oh, yeah. How come his teams never win? Jordan can't help nothing. He can't. You got to have it in your DNA. This dude was sodium. For people that don't know what that means, look at the periodic chart. That's NA. Non-athlete, okay? He was sodium. If you're born sodium, you got no shot. John in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone.
What's going on, man?
Yeah, about the Brittany Griner situation, I hear a lot of people saying, you know, if LeBron was there, the switch would already happen.
I actually agree with that. I do think that because the will of the people would put more pressure on the government to make that trade. We'd still have to release a murderer, though, because that's what Russia wants in a trade. In exchange for a marijuana offense, they want America to release a murderer a serial killer murderer.
Yes, I disagree with that, too. But the other way, if all four of us, had the same situation, we couldn't write to Joe Biden. We'd be in there for 10 years, no doubt.
People do write to get arrested overseas. They have a whole television show about it. Like, there are people who get arrested in foreign jails and do get help to get. They don't necessarily get the media attention. There are tons of regular folks right now petitioning to be released. And every time, in a case of Russia, they want a trade of a person who's done an offense far beyond anything that the American person has done. And that's the problem.
Understood. With that said, I also feel bad for it because of the marijuana laws over there aren't exactly what they are here. We're loosening a lot of the laws here.
Well, for me,
for her too.
But I'm saying, how about this? Timely trial, give her a sentence. She's not getting that. Forget it. Okay, their laws are different. Okay, if you get trouble somewhere else, how come she doesn't know how long she's going to be in for? She doesn't know what she's specifically charged with. And it's ridiculous that they want a trade of a murderer just for her to get out. They're using her as a pawn. And I'm just tired of it. We all make mistakes. All of us make mistakes, okay? Especially when you're younger. She's not, when you're young, you make mistakes forever, but when you're young, you make mistakes. And you hope that you're lucky enough to not get caught up in those particular mistakes. But getting caught up in a political pawn in those things, that's no good. find somebody who did something lower level, say we'll make the trade, or just give her an actual sentence so they know, okay, you will be go in, you because she's been in for months already. You're going to do a year, but you've already gotten a time served, and at the end of the sentence, you actually get out and you'll be able to go home. They're not doing that. They're dragging this out, hoping to get murderers out of prison. That's what they're doing. I'm not going to be in there siding with Russia.
This is where I was asking for more details. Are they trying to, she is being used as a pawn, but are they trying to negotiate something to where in the future, if, mm-hmm. some other situation that the United nope. States and Russia are in, that we could then use this situation and say, oh, but remember when we helped you? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they just want to murder her out.
They just want to murder her out.
Yeah, this guy's not so there's a normal guy.
Yeah.
There's no future hookup. No.
Right, no
they'll
future.
Do that really trustworthy anyway.
Yeah, yeah, no. They'll do this to another person later. No, they just want a person who's done something far above and beyond released, and they'll call it even.
And what does this guy mean to Russia and Putin?
Well, they have a list of people. They are murderers.
Right.
Murdered on behalf of the Russian government.
Right. I'm just wondering why they picked this guy. Is there something?
Oh, you know, just because they want. Because they got caught here, and they're in prison here.
Right. So they just say, all right.
You sent our murderer
home. We're starting at our list.
And we'll give you back our person who had marijuana.
Right. Okay.
Fair trade.
I get it. Yeah.
Like, that's the whole thing. Like, yes. Okay. She did something wrong technically in that country. I get it. Oh, okay. She's also been in prison for months. So there's punishment there. Now send her home. It's just because this what's happening is I don't think any of them will be dumb enough to call. But on social media, they do. Well, if you do the crime, you got to do the time over there. They're very tough. These dudes would be snitching and telling and doing everything they could to get out as quick as possible. And would be vandalized and brutalized over there, faking like they're tough because it's not them in that situation. If I was in a Russian prison, you know what I want to do? Get home. I'm going to be here faking. Oh, yeah, I do the time. No, I'd be in there crying and begging and hoping that someone would get me out of there. That's what would happen if I went to a Russian prison.
I think a majority of people would have that same mindset.
That's the real truth. This is gotta do the time. Like, shut up. You're afraid. Guy's afraid if he didn't start the dishwasher by the time his wife gets home from work. And he ain't gonna act like he would handle himself well listen, I'm not talking about any shoot. I'm not talking about any of the politics. It's about the fake tough guy. We all know guys that are deathly afraid of their spouse. Yet they'll tell you that they would be diehard if something popped off. Oh, if I was there, oh, you don't know. I'd have made sure everybody was good. Like, shut up. I could smack you and then back slap you. Do the double slap, you wouldn't do a damn thing. But I'm to believe that if a terrorist came to your house, you would just be in there flicking flips. You'd be McClane. Boom. Yeah, I had my feet cut glass. It's no big deal. I can handle myself. No, you can't. Those are the guys that bother me. There are a few who would handle a situation like that and be steady-handed and strong. We know our friends. Okay? I have friends who have actual military training. Would absolutely trust them to handle their business. I have other ones that grew up around me. You know what they do? They'd hide. And you know what? That's what they do. They would hide. They'd hide. If something popped off, they'd be hiding, and then you could hide behind them. So maybe they catch the bullet before you because you hid behind them when they were hiding. That's about the extent of their toughness. But they can handle a Russian prison. You cut that out.
Uh-uh.
You cut that out. I hate seeing that. Like, what do you mean? What about that time when a dog got loose and you hopped two fences and ran before they even could turn around? We heard the first bark. You were in the next town because a dog got loose. But yeah, you would just be a steady-handed assassin under the pressure.
In a Russian prison.
Yeah. Man, your hands shakes. You can't, man. You got pulled over for running a stop sign and tears were coming down your face and you were all worried. Yeah, get out of here. I'm sorry, officer. I didn't see the stop sign. But now you're here, tough guy. Get out of here. We know these people. Just stop doing it. We know you. We know you. Stop. David Avalon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good afternoon, Tyrone.
Good afternoon,
Dave. Thanks for taking my call. And oddly, this is one of those situations where you and I agree completely. I am completely sympathetic with Brittany Griner, but I have to tell you that I have told my peer group for 40 years, if you leave the United States, you know, you're on your own. If you're looking for adventure, you want adventure? Find a Broad Street subway at 12 o'clock. on a Saturday night.
She plays professional. Right, she's not there for adventure. She plays professional basketball there and has for years. It makes a good living doing it.
I completely sympathize with this woman, but that's not the point. She left the United States and made a mistake, and I am with her 100%. And I want that woman back as much as anybody else because it's outrageous. You know, what's going on over there. And, Tyrone, that's all I want to say. You know, I am with this person, and we agree. She, her rights, you know, you leave the United States. You leave your guns. You leave your civil rights. You know, you leave your lawyers. You leave your accountants. You've got, you know, I wouldn't even go to Canada. You know, it's preposterous.
I hear what you're saying about that, and I'm a person who also fears, has a certain fear of certain kinds of international travel. I've also heard about the stories where I've heard these firsthand accounts from people who have went on vacation in Mexico and didn't stay on the resort when they were supposed to or didn't follow the rules on the excursion and end up getting robbed by the police down there. Now, they made it home safely. They just were lighter in American dollars when they were out. And there are different things do happen overseas. At the same time, Russia can't ask for a murderer in return because of a marijuana offense. I don't care how they look at marijuana. They know it's not murder. So don't go ask for murderers and say and delay her trial and don't let her get justice so that she can get home. And otherwise, we have to release people who are looking to kill them, who have killed Americans here, you know, because she had marijuana there. And that's the part come on, that's what you're doing. Like, that's nasty. And for anyone to suggest that that's, like, reasonable, just cut it out. You know that's not reasonable. And that's what's sad about it, because it would be sad at any time. But the season's going on. Obviously, she's not playing. They make her like an honorary captain for the honorary starter for the All-Star game. Well, that doesn't do her a lick of good. What does that do for her?
That doesn't help much, no.
It doesn't help her. Like, it just stinks. And, again, this wasn't talked about previously because her family said to not talk about it too much because I think they were hoping that there would be a negotiation. At the end of the negotiation, they said, here's a list of murderers. You release one of them, we'll give you back. Otherwise, she'll just keep having her trial delayed and delayed and delayed, and she can do who knows how long over a marijuana offense if we don't release murderers back to them. I mean, come on. Here's a list of people. Oh, yeah, this guy killed 6 people. You send him back, and it's all good. What? What? Come on. Chris and Akron, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
Hey, so I think the Eagles are going to do really good this year. Are they improved, in your opinion?
They're absolutely improved. They're improved at wide receiver. Offensive line is still excellent. They're improved on the defensive line. They're improved at linebacker, and they're improved at corner. They could be worse at safety. But other than that, they're better at pretty much every level.
I know, that's what's scary. I think they're going to be really good, and I'm kind of hesitant to think they're going to be in the Super Bowl.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I don't think they're going to be doing that.
Not that far?
No, and I was impressed with A.J. Brown because while Sanders mentioned the All-Star team, A.J. Brown said we can get there if we continue to put in the work, and that's what it's about. It's about having the high goal and then putting in the work to chase the goal. And I just think that at times Miles Sanders can be a little bit immature, but he's in a contract year, so you know whatever he has in him, he's going to play well. So I think between him and Gainwell with an extra year of football, they're going to be better at running back too.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's kind of optimistic, so that's good. I'm happy to hear that. Me and my buddies went to the USFL championship game in Akron, Canton, Ohio.
Yeah, they play all in Birmingham, and then they decide to go there for that with a Philadelphia team. Yeah. Now, did you enjoy it? Because I watched basically.
It was a sold-out stadium. It was crazy.
Oh, it was like 5,000.
Like, if you watch any USFL game, there was like 10 people in the stands.
Yeah.
This was 20,000 people. It was nuts. It was great. It was a total, like, NFL game. It was so good. Everybody was high-fiving and everything, and it's a shame. If Case Kasem didn't get hurt, we would have won that game. Because when the backup
who didn't get hurt?
The quarterback. You don't know him, Case Kasem?
No.
Yeah, if he didn't get hurt, we would have won. The backup came in, first pass, interception, run back, touchdown. Oh. We're down. We had the game. All he had to do was do a quarterback sneak. We would have won.
Well, hopefully at some point the Philadelphia team spends one moment in Philadelphia next year, if there's a league next year, and then I could get into it. But,
the quarterback was Casey Kasem?
That's what he said. I don't know.
I think he was trying to say Case Keenum.
Was it Case Keenum?
Keenum's not. He's not.
I was honest. I wasn't watching USFL. The bubble was fine because it was my team that I've seen here playing in a bubble because of COVID.
Yeah.
That's different. Some team that you just made up and you just called Philadelphia to play the Birmingham. Man, I got a lot on my plate.
Case Cookus?
That sounds better.
That sounds more realistic.
More right.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted it to be Casey Kasem. Yeah.
That's a good name.
I like his. You know what? You know, sometimes I get a bad rap. You know, I've never had a blow up like he's had behind. Did you ever heard any of Casey Kasem's like off-air antics?
No.
Oh, boy. You know that whole, we'll do it live.
Yeah.
His was way worse.
Really?
Than that. Oh,
well,
yeah.
No, I've never heard any of that. Do you know who Casey Kasem is, Tom?
He's down the hall, right?
No, I'm thinking
Casey Boy. My bad.
Happy belated birthday.
My bad.
Casey Boy.
I don't know who Casey Kasem is. Then.
Yeah,
he's a legendary radio personality.
Yeah.
Not that legendary.
Yes, he was.
I don't know who he is.
Yes, he was. Things happen before you. This is what I'm saying. So on the other side, Ed Hansen, you'll be first. 610-632-0975. They're talking about the Brittany Griner situation. And also, I'll share the latest trend in overshare from Tom and them. All right? It's not Jen. It's not me.
It's not me.
It's not my Gotti back at TV. It's Tom and them with the overshare, the latest overshare trend. This is the same mentality that leads to people committing a crime and then singing a song describing that said crime and then being shocked they got arrested for the crime. Overshare by Tom and them on the other side here on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. The biggest names in Philly sports talk are on 97.5 The Fanatic, The John Kincaid Show.
Are you more optimistic today than you were on opening day, despite the fact that the Phillies wake up today, heading into game 81? I'm sad to say that I'm not. I'm finding a hard reason to spin that I'm more optimistic.
The Anthony Gargano Show.
Any kind of possible KD, I still think, judging from last week, that it's probably the long shots, but look, he still hasn't moved. I know that there's all kinds of contracts and everybody's trying to figure out what to do. And I think that deal is going to be a monster deal involving several teams.
The Afternoon Show.
Just without Harper, obviously, only one game out of the wild card. That's big. They're just one game out and they're about to play a bad team in the Nets now. There's pitching issues. There's injuries to both Suarez and Efren. But they are in a spot where we expected them to be. After the bad start, they're now in a position for us to enjoy our summer.
Today on The Fanatic.
Brought to you by Philly Pretzel Factory, the official pretzel of the Philly sports fan.
97.5 The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
The Fanatic, NBC Sports, Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson here with you until 6. Let's get our final Twitter poll numbers. Powered by Paul B. Moyer, Suns in Doylestown. It's almost mower time. Before you crack open a cold one and manicure your lawn, schedule mower maintenance at poweredbymoyer.com. Jennifer, what are the final numbers?
Okay, PJ Tucker, James Harden, Joel Embiid, and Tyrese Maxey were all seen partying together this weekend. Will them building a team chemistry this early in the summer have an impact next season on the court? Our final voting numbers, 26% of people said no, it means nothing. 34% of people said yes, there will be a little impact. And 40% say yes, it will have a big impact on the court next season.
All right.
Over 1,000 votes today.
That's very nice. Very nice. Good. Always nice to have a white party. I've only been to one in my life.
Yeah, I've never been to one.
Oh, they're nice.
Yeah.
You eat very carefully.
Yeah, you would have to.
Yeah, you have to eat very carefully when you eat. But yeah. Before we get back to the phones, in the new trend of overshare that we have going now, as a lot of crazy stuff are happening, what young ladies are now doing, which I don't understand, on social media, and I know this isn't live, so they don't have to post this. They're doing it solely for the overshare, because I like to share these. It's Tom and them's fault.
It's not Tom and them's fault. It is. It's them's fault.
It's Tom and them's fault.
Tom's generation.
Yeah, Tom and them's
not
fault.
Not all Tom's
Thank
fault.
You. That's
Tom,
better.
Okay, yeah. Tom and Connor and them's fault.
We'll just do Connor and them. How's that?
No, Tom and them is included in this, too. They are hoping that they're pregnant. They take the test on social media and then show the sad or happy reaction after the fact.
Happy reaction would be great.
Except you but shouldn't except be telling people right away. And you also shouldn't that be telling too. People right away yes. either.
Right. Oh,
things
yeah.
can happen.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. You don't tell
Good
people
point.
Right away. You wait. Yes, that's what they're doing now.
Why? You What's the point of it?
Tom, why?
I was looking at you, Tom, when I asked that question.
Sorry. We're having some technical difficulties behind the scenes.
Yeah. Why, Tom?
Why? Because people like attention too much. I don't know. People just need the approval of other people to live their lives, and I really could care less about that. So that's why I don't like to be lumped into that.
Well, you didn't do it.
I know it's not me, but like it is our generation. It's a social media generation. Everything needs to be posted. Everything needs to be shared, and it doesn't. Just live your life. Nobody cares that much. And you'll be a lot happier if you live your life that way.
And it's not even that I don't care about that.
No, I hope
that you don't care. Not like
I
that,
really hope that if somebody out there, everybody that wants to have a child is able to have it. Like, I'm
right.
not
sure.
I'm saying, one, just so we know, people, nobody's owed anything, unfortunately. There are people out there who will have 100 that wanted one. There'll be other people who have none who wanted 100. Like, it's just how, like, you're not owed anything, unfortunately, how that works, but posting it, just the sad, no, I'm so sad. It's like,
that's terrible.
Why are you posting that?
Right.
Like you took time and they're edited videos.
Posting like breakups of people, of themselves just crying and sharing it. Like,
enough.
Share it with people, with your close, people you're close with, whether it's your friends,
I mean,
family. Like
right.
you don't
that's
need the approval
thing.
Of the public.
And wait the 12 weeks. But anyway,
yes.
before you tell, but you know, share it with the person. But in addition to that mentality, though, is the same mentality that leads to these kids out there telling on themselves constantly. It's the same mentality, because if you're sharing everything, then why wouldn't you share your crimes? Stop it. Like, I'm take it like for me, like look at me as like your older cousin. Just please stop posting all of that stuff all the time.
There's so many positives of social media, too. It's a shame that it does get drowned out by all the negatives and stuff like this we see all the time. It's a shame because it is a very useful platform. Useful.
It can be, yeah.
These are private things. And I'm not saying share a million baby pictures.
Yeah.
A million.
Right. At that first moment, I mean,
when you just
videotape it, because now you can, right? You have a phone that has a camera on it that's great.
You can keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself. And maybe then, send it to your mom.
Then if you want to edit a video to show your family, or even then to show the world, once it's been the 12 weeks,
right? Yeah,
do whatever you want.
Yeah,
but you're not. It's negative. The test, and you're showing me a negative test.
There's enough sadness in this world. Right. I don't want to. I go to Twitter to laugh, or I go to TikTok to laugh and to see funny things and watch people cook food.
And what does the husband or the partner think of this? Like, there's no way they like it, right?
A lot of times, these are people going rogue.
Yeah, I guess unless they're TikTok couples or Insta couples, whatever it is. But I wouldn't be happy if my significant other is posting that. It's nobody's business.
Good point, sir. It is not.
Got me fired up, clumping me in with them. That's all.
Well, listen,
you're an old soul, Tom.
I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow. Who knows? He might be doing them dances. He'd be in there like going like that and moving his arms like this.
How much
I would pay money. I would pay money.
You don't know what he's doing tomorrow when he gets later. Him and his girlfriend later, they might be doing all kinds of dances. You're going to be doing something and poking it out and stuff. That's what you're going
to
be doing.
I would pay good money to see it, Tom.
That's what you're going
to
be doing, Tom. Don't fake like you're not. Ed in Wilmington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tyrone, how are you?
How are you, Ed?
I'm real good. I hope you had a good holiday weekend.
Same to
all the rest there. No, Tom's an old soul, man. He's not going to go for any of that overshare.
Right.
It's not for me.
I can't see that. I don't think so, one bit. It just saddens me that it's come to that. But
I'll touch on a couple sports points. Reese, I like that Hoskins got an L player because I'll tell you what, they screwed his swing up, but he leans his back now, and he is playing the way he did in the beginning. And I like him for the Phils. I don't know if we're going to get the game in tonight. I also think that the Eagles are going to be really good. I think they did make improvements. I think we have better players now than we did. And Brittany Griner, I didn't think we'd get through this weekend without an incident down somewhere across this country, and we didn't. And I think bring her on home. We have enough bad apples here in this country. Take their Russian butts back then. You can have them. Just bring her on home because we got too much crap in this country right now.
And there you go. And as soon as more people feel comfortable saying what you're saying, that's when there'll be enough will to bring her home. Until people feel comfortable being honest with what is necessary, that's we're not going to get we're not going to get the positive outcome that we hope to get. And that's just the real deal. Hansy in University City, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, before I get to my reason for my call, and are there any Sopranos fans in there?
Well, yeah, we've all seen it.
You got a quick favorite Phil Leotardo quote?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. But why should I? Is this like a troll call or what? Well, that kind of seems kind of random. Yeah, I figured.
Hansy is kind of what threw it off for me.
Yeah.
I mean, why Phil Leotardo? I mean,
did he do something that
I don't know. Well, again, it's probably something for Tom and him. No, in all seriousness, it's not that. I like The Sopranos. I never went and did a rewatch.
I did. I watched it twice, and still off the top of my head, I couldn't think of a Phil quote like that. I didn't have to look it up.
If we were talking about The Sopranos today, maybe you guys would have been a little bit more prepared or something, right. But that hasn't been in conversation at all, to my knowledge, unless I missed it.
I have gone back and watched my favorite episode. That was the HUD housing one where he ends up beating the...
you said that before,
Keep crying, you crying like a little... Like, that one made me laugh when he was crying like a little girl. Now, you shouldn't say cry like a little girl, but... In the moment, because he's driving home, he's listening to some oldies like Motown song, and then busses a hard Huey, and I don't know where he's going. And next thing you know, and then that plot line also just went away, like many plot lines on The Sopranos. That's my beef with the show.
You have a beef with that, yeah.
I mean, they just left so many loose ends.
That is frustrating when series do that, regardless of how good the series is or is.
And then Anthony Gargano, for example, will make the argument, it's a character-based show, so you don't worry about it. No, it's a character-based show, so you don't worry about it. I worry about it. Tie up the loose ends. How's your new big thing you're going to do is this HUD housing hustle? You beat up somebody with a belt one time, and then you never hear about it again for the rest of the series.
No, you're right.
This is supposed to be your big thing. This is going to be the new way we make our money. And then, goodbye. It's just gone. It bothers me. That was the thing about that show. Great show.
Yeah, it was really well done. It's my second favorite.
And what's your favorite?
Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't like Breaking Bad.
It's not that I don't like it. It's not. It's just that Jen sees a wholesomeness in it that I don't.
I don't agree with that. Well, no, I mean, that's just good writing, I feel like, and good acting, if you can...
I never felt, like, in the very beginning, but, like, by, like, third episode, I'm like, this dude's out of his mind. What are we
doing?
So
you had no sympathy for Walter White?
No.
I did. I think the majority of people did. I think that's why the show's so successful.
I could be... Listen, I'm wrong all the time. But I'm just saying I didn't have sympathy.
That's fair.
I'm wrong all the time. It was just me, like, all right. I mean... Also, I could have been looking at it differently. If Walter White was Jamal White, wouldn't none of y'all feel bad about him? He'd be in there in prison quick because his name's Walter. Y'all love him. Leon White, y'all treat bad, though. Like, that's another thing that I can't detach when I'm watching the show. Like, so y'all just going to glorify this drug dealer? But I know a guy who got 5 years for selling nickel bags. Anyway, Ernest in West Philly, yard 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how y'all doing?
How you doing, Ernest?
All right, listen, I went to that USFL game, and there wasn't no 20,000 people out there.
But it was a good
Wait a minute, you were out there too? What is going on? Did everybody go?
We flew out. My wife surprised me, and we flew out there. But the big thing to me was the Hall of Fame, because the Hall of Fame is right by the field. So we went to the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
But it was a lot of Eagle fans out there.
Now, hold on.
Because we all had our jerseys on.
So, Ernest, hold on. Let me understand. You're going to a USFL game. This is what I mean about us with our football. And you guys could have wore clothes. But instead, a bunch of y'all wore Eagles jerseys to a non-NFL game.
Yeah. It's still pro football. I mean, you can tell the difference between the pros and whatever class you want to put the USFL in. But you could, because the guys can tackle well, and you can see why them guys got cut and everything else. But it was a nice atmosphere. It was a lot of people there. The stadium wasn't filled, but it was nice. I mean, and if you and my highlight was going to the Hall of Fame, because I didn't know that they had a black college Hall of Fame inside there. Mm-hmm. I didn't learn that until I went there.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
They added that.
That's a great trip. No, that's a great trip. If you're going there and then you watch a football game, I just didn't realize that there were anybody. I thought the people that would go to that game were people that just happened to live near there and thought, well, it's football, kind of, and then went. I think with your trip, though, going to the Hall of Fame and then doing that is pretty cool. But my fascination with this, you can wear anything. It's the summertime. You can do anything. And now this is not even the league. It's not even the NFL. Like, it's one thing when somebody goes to Ravens Steelers and wears an Eagles jersey because they got to represent. Okay, I guess. You going to Canton, Ohio for a USFL game and you have to wear your Eagles jersey?
I love it. I'm on Ernest's side.
It's not about a side. I'm saying why?
Just football?
To represent. That's what it is. It's football. So if you go to a Temple football game.
Yeah.
It's wrong to wear an Eagles jersey?
No, it's not wrong or
not
right.
Not wrong, but
what
like,
I'm saying is you do know the option is clothes.
Just a normal t-shirt.
You can just wear clothes.
No.
Why not?
What's wrong with wearing the jersey?
Stop
There's
with
wrong.
The wrong or right. What I'm saying is that if you go to a dinner, not even fair, I'm saying you're going to Fridays, you could wear an Eagles jersey or you could wear clothes, right? You acknowledge that, right?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, if you're going to Home Depot or Lowe's or a hardware store, you could wear your jersey or you could wear clothes, right?
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
Yet, if you're going to something not related to the Eagles in any way, shape, or form, you know that you could wear clothes. You don't have to wear a jersey, right?
That's where you lost me.
See? That's the part.
But why?
That's the part.
I don't know. I feel like if you're at a game, you can wear the jersey. You should be wearing the jersey because it's the jersey you're representing.
For the city, but not...
Not for the...
Why don't you go get yourself a USFL?
Right. I'm sure they sell those.
Well, one, they might be done in about, 12 months. But regardless of that.
That's the part.
If you're booking a trip to go watch them...
Well, they did the Canton, Ohio. If they booked it just to watch the game...
If you're going to the Hall of Fame and they happen to be playing...
Yeah.
Great.
No problem.
Yeah, no, totally. But I'm saying if you do book a trip just specifically to go to the championship game, you probably... Should buy
you should
a jersey.
Have a jersey.
You should
at that
have
point.
At least
yes.
something that says,
correct.
You know.
That's all I'm saying is you can mix in clothes. That's all. Like I am going to go to Phillies Marlins on the road. So I will likely bring the Phillies jersey because I'll be watching the Phillies.
Right. That makes perfect sense.
But if they were playing the Diamondbacks, I would just wear clothes.
Yes.
Just because I'm at a game. I'm not rooting for either side, and my team's not playing, so I would just want to be at a game.
Yeah, you lost me. I got it. You're not making sense. We're not speaking the same language here.
All right. That is our time as far as that goes. 3 minutes, and then we will have sound off here on 97.5 The Fanatic at NBC Sports Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off. Get a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always
to by Drytech Waterproofing Solutions. Drytech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at Drytech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to drytechcorp.com.
Sound off. Yes, sound off. 610-771-9705. Let's see what we have today.
Hey, Tyrone, you are so right about people feeding the seagulls. Leave them alone. You don't just walk around feeding animals in the woods, right? So why bring the shore animals closer to you? Many years, in fact, I had seagulls team up on me and steal from me. I was eating a basket of fries. Next thing I know, a seagull flies right into my left shoulder. I turn to react, and another seagull flies and takes the fry right out of my right hand. I got to admit, I was impressed by the strategy, but I really was pissed off.
Yeah. We can do better, people.
They were working together, those seagulls.
See,
got outsmarted by the seagulls.
Or it was just one made the dive and the other one was just opportunistic.
Could be.
Because you would think they could work together for that piece of pizza. That's enough food for all of y'all. Instead, one has to try to take the whole piece. What made them think? I know they're big birds, but they're not like eagles. What made them think they could pick up a whole piece of pizza?
I don't think they have the biggest brains in the world.
This happened to my mother-in-law. On the beach in Florida, I had a sandwich, a big sandwich, not like a slice of pizza, but it was a big sandwich.
Yeah.
And whoop, I mean, took it straight out of her hand. Those things are ruthless.
That's crazy.
It is.
Little caller on caller crime for y'all. Dave from Center City. Seriously, Dave, you call up on the weekend and you say, models used to stay at the Ritz-Carlton, but they want to stay with you. Really? I'm sure that happened, maybe in a dream. And second, Greg from Bethlehem. Good caller. Come with different subjects. When Tyrone shoots down your thinking on Thursday, don't bring it back Saturday to get another host to give you validation. You're not going to get it, and change the subject. Us listeners don't want to hear the same call Thursday Saturday.
Oh.
Wow, this guy's lining people up, tightening everybody up. We'll stay out the way.
Yeah. Dave does say models all the time.
Yeah, he lies all the time.
Yeah.
Say it's a lie. It's probably true.
I'm saying it's a lie.
I was watching the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Championship, and a protester jumped on the stage, and Joey Chestnut grabbed the guy, threw him down, and good work, Joey Chestnut. And then he turned around and won the contest.
Yup, and that guy should have had to eat a trillion hot dogs.
As punishment?
Yeah, as punishment. Just sit there.
With the broken leg, by the way. Yeah, not that it affects anything.
No, it does. No, give that guy
the mindset.
Yep, close it there.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by Drytech Waterproofing Solutions. Drytech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at Drytech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to drytechcorp.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you?
Because I don't like
them. Bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 545 to see if your sound off gets on.
Good riddance. See you later.
Yes, indeed. That was Sound Off, 610-771-9705. Thanks to Mike. Thanks to Tom. Thanks to Jen. Thanks to Mike Gotti. Everybody listened. Everybody watched. Everybody called. I greatly appreciate it. Up next on the TV side, Birds Huddle on the radio side. D-Line, I'm taking you into the night. Can't wait to get back at it and talk to everybody tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.